make money.
Are we recording? Because we should be.
We should be, yeah. I just turned on. So.
Well, you said how many? 120? Mm-hmm. I have a 920. So take my money.
What? Why do you have 900? How much money?
She plays gamble. She's gamble. She bets. Yeah, just take 120 off there. You can manage it yourself.
I don't have. Can I add a thing?
Did we get?
Yeah, we'll add the thing.
I'll just take the money.
I'm sorry. Did we get paid the last session?
Yeah, we got paid.
Graham.
And then you also leveled up last session, and I believe we all.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Levels.
You're level 6 now.
Hey, oh, damn.
Why did you put your little bag?
I don't like wearing them. Ranger 6.
Thank you.
Yep, I have 215. Does that sound right?
Oh, too funny.
Yeah, did you buy something?
You remember how I couldn't log
in? Yeah, we walked through adding it last time.
And that
was the first time you gambled, so.
I'm not gambling. I took side jobs.
Oh, yeah, you get paid for...
The cat orgy.
The cat orgy, yeah.
Very important work.
Yeah, Fred gambled. Margaret doesn't. I have to level up. I gotta do the thing, and I don't like doing things.
Well, I think you leveled up last time.
I don't think I did.
I'm not sure I did either.
I think everybody else was trying to... I mean, distributing my what I was leveling and whatnot.
Mm. You did your hit points at the least.
Okay, I didn't do anything. I kind of just let everybody else chat about it and knew I'd be playing.
You should be back to max hit points, though. Did you take a long
rest? What are your hit points?
She's at 41.
Yeah. I'm at 43, so that sounds about right.
The only thing you have to do is do an ability score improvement.
That, and I haven't done that. Yeah. I hate leveling up stuff when I have to make decisions. But yes, I need to do my hit points back.
How are you done with that already?
I would recommend ability score improvement. You can bump your strength up by 1 point, which would increase your strength modifier by another point. So you'd deal extra point of damage on all your attacks and have an easier time hitting.
That's okay. Good.
You can also bump your dexterity up by a point, which would increase your armor class and your initiative.
So, I have how many points to spend?
Two.
Okay.
Or a feat.
Don't worry about the feats, just...
Okay. Yeah, just do your...
So you recommend a point in strength and a point in dexterity?
Mm-hmm.
What about my charisma?
You could put 2 points in charisma if you wanted to. If you think that your character is...
No.
If you think that the fighting is really not that important.
I have 24 hit points. That sounds really low.
Why is that? You're a dragonborn, right?
It's because she has a -1 constitution penalty.
God, that's...
Okay, so that is correct.
Yes.
Oy vey. Did I level up, Chris? What did I do?
Let me look.
I don't know what I did. I feel like I don't remember at all.
You took unarmored movement.
Unarmored movement?
Yeah, you didn't get any choices. She got ability score improvement because spiders get them every 2 level.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't do that. So that's just a level 6 thing for monks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got both you and Colleen's move speed went up by 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
Your unarmed strikes now kind of magical for the purposes of that.
Am I able to actually edit my stats, or do you have to do
that? So if you go to edit character.
Click on your face, and it'll be a drop down.
And if you scroll down, there'll be a box with a blue exclamation point that says ability score improvement. Click that, and you do it there.
Cool.
And then it also looks like, DQ, you have a searing arc strike, so you now can cast Burning Hands by spending key points.
Burning Hands, okay. That'll be under my attacks, right?
Yeah, your features, I think.
Okay.
I like that. Come back. I don't like your face
more. Oh, Searing Arc Strike.
And I'm trying to change the modifier?
Because
it gives me the base
she enjoys looking at.
Go back to the class tab.
She likes
scroll up a little bit.
Yeah.
And scroll down to the bottom of that.
We apparently should have brought a bone for her, because I don't understand how she ate that.
Look at the drop-down box.
It's just a big
sausage.
Choose
ability score improvement.
And she's a
little
sausage.
There, you can choose Dex.
Strength.
I just keep comparing her to Link.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the two of them.
Yeah.
He's...
Okay. Now what?
He's the tiniest dog.
That's it.
I just click away?
Click like the next arrow. And then, yeah, just click back on the character sheet button at the top.
Yeah, now my strength modifier is 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll automatically do all those calculations and stuff for you.
Okay, so now I'm going home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I'm not. But I'll go back to my thingy. There we go. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I was really into Diablo 2 in college. Why is my computer shutting down? Because I accidentally held the power button down. I would, whenever I leveled up, I would just ask John to do my leveling up. And I gave him all my gems and rare items because I just wanted to kill things.
Yeah.
And take their stuff.
Alright, well, speaking of killing things.
Woo-hoo! And this. Taking their stuff!
Thank Are you going to recap for us? Because I didn't.
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
Yeah,
a while,
I didn't
so.
Listen to it, sorry.
And did I get my balloon pack?
Yeah, I added it to you. So, by the way, everyone, click the long rest button at the top. You guys are all rested up and have all your spells and stuff back. Last time, you guys made it to Umfaloko, the city of cats, where you had dinner with one of the village politicians, and you met the Jets, the opposing team. You guys had a kind of a raucous dinner with them.
I made a friend!
Margaret Stumbleduck made friends with the...
You confused a poor...
What's his
very,
face?
Very high druid. That's right. You he did need, confuse that man.
He needed to visit his poor aunt.
You confused that man enough that he didn't know who he was fighting for in our battle.
Why is this my fault? Why are y'all mad at me? By the
I
way,
mean,
no,
I'm not
we're
mad.
Bad.
It's just
the
preposterous.
Greek cookies.
We're just impressed.
Y'all sound mad.
All right, so...
die mad about it.
So, yeah, you met Esmeralda, the leader, Sophia, a monk, Xander, the druid, Florentine, the two-weapon-fire, Jasmine, the well-educated barbarian, and Katka, a young wizard. The dinner turned into a petting party where everyone was petting everyone else.
Like, literally, right?
Yes, literally. Yes. Katka petted Telly's dog, Rotvain petted Katka, Florentine petted Rotvain, Margaret petted Florentine...
The rest of us just watched in fascination.
You guys found out that the winner of the fight would be an audience with Her Meowjesty, Queen Layla.
Yes!
The odds were stacked against your team, so you all bet on yourselves. Then you guys fought the Jets at the arena. The fight was very close. The Jets were very menacing. However, you came pretty close to losing, but you guys managed to pull out the win. And were victorious. You guys get your winning free the bookie, did some shopping for magical supplies... you quickly threw together a performance at the Jester's Flagon, playing music and dancing, earning us some extra money for that. Margaret Stumbleduck got invited to play music that turned out to be an Eyes Wide Shut-esque orgy. She nailed it. You're then invited by Queen Layla for brunch at her house. She asked you to take a 2-day trip into the jungle in order to rescue some research adventurers that were sent into the jungle to investigate some ruins. She offered them 500 gold pieces apiece to bring the adventurers back. You guys negotiated up a bit, so you get 1,000 gold pieces apiece if the group is brought back alive, 750 gold pieces if the group is brought back dead. Queen Layla has a map that she can give you guys. Priya told you guys that she'd be heading ahead of you to Arachna, and that Mora and Rurik will be there to make sure you get up the river successfully when you get back from your thing. Queen Layla also tells you that the group was composed of 6 scientists and 4 fighters. Rotvain asks if they can just return the heads, because carrying the bodies back would be a little
heavy,
cumbersome. So Queen Layla lynch you a portable hole.
Lint. A portable hole.
The group also told her you plan to start the next day. And then she told you guys that you have a week and a day before she sends in the Jets after you to help.
Uh-huh. You said 6 scientists and 4...
fighters.
Okay.
So they didn't consider this a dangerous mission if the number of fighters was so small compared to the number of scientists.
Or maybe they're badass scientists.
We do science. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, Colleen's a scientist. Do you want to take her on? I didn't
All right, so Queen Layla gives you guys a map.
Oh, Lord. That was a very flippant toss there, Queen.
Welcome.
Oh, God. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Yeah, Sorry, I engaged.
Queen Layla will be joining you for all your adventures from this point.
Her Meowjesty.
This is a very stripped down map, Queen.
Also, I have a song that I wrote. I have no idea what the Melody's supposed to be.
Where are we compared to this?
Your oomph loco.
Upper left.
Very top left.
Oh, the way that's spelled. Okay. And where are we going? Mage sightings? Naga sightings?
The Palapu Ruins, which is kind of there in the middle.
Okay.
So you guys can choose how you want to go there.
So this can I write on this to make the writing a little bigger?
You can do whatever you want with that.
So this is technically forest, so right?
What's that?
This is forest, right?
Jungle.
Is that a difference? Because I apparently am a natural explorer, and one of my favorite terrain types is forest and mountain.
Yeah, I count that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say that. I'd
so,
say
you're my proficiency bonus is double, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I can travel an hour or more without slowing our group's travel.
Mm-hmm.
Our group cannot become lost except by magical means. And I remain alert to danger even when engaged in another activity.
Nice.
And you can move stealthily at a normal pace. Okay. Find twice as much food while foraging and while tracking creatures, you know the exact number, sizes, and how long ago they passed through the area.
Cool.
That's useful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Would be a ranger.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, what I was writing songs.
Sorry.
No, you're writing songs. It took me a second to hear what you said. Okay.
But something important happened.
Give it to the ranger.
I was struck by inspiration.
I'm saying that I'm supposed to be an explorer.
No, honey, I heard you.
Right.
For the most part.
Oh.
All right, so what would you guys like to do?
Well, have we stocked up? Have we gone shopping?
Yes, you've gone shopping. You have all the rations and supplies and balloon packs you need.
Baby,
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. How are we on potions?
It's right there, sweetie.
I don't know. That's a good question for you.
Potion.
I have one potion of greater healing.
I think that's what we all started with, and we haven't been able to use them in the
arena. One, we can't use them in
regular
the
potion of healing.
How much is a regular potion of healing?
It's 100, right?
I believe so, yeah.
100 gold pieces?
It's 50, 100, 500, 1,000?
That sounds right. Yeah, 50. I think it's 50.
50 for a regular potion. 100 for greater. 500 for superior and 1,000 for supreme.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm not sure if it's...
Or 5,000 for supreme.
5,000? Fuck.
Yeah. So don't buy these supreme.
And then how do I get my... So potions would be under equipment, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have one potion of greater healing. And how much money do I have? Oh, okay. And then we've only... And how many... It's 1d4 plus 4 or 1d4 plus 2?
The regular one's 2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2. Okay, I'll buy 4 potions of regular healing. That's 200 gold, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Potions... Oh my god, finding a potion of healing in this list is preposterous.
They're a search piece.
Do they even have a regular potion on here, or is it only greater?
They do. It's just potion of healing. If you type in...
All they have is greater, superior, and supreme.
Oh, you have to check the common box.
Okay.
That's why.
Common. No results found.
I have one in my inventory.
What do you just type potion O.
No results found.
No, you don't.
Right there, potion of healing, gear potion. And then I have the potion of healing greater. That's my regular one.
Oh,
I apparently have 3 of them.
Potion, healing.
Uncheck
the... Oh, I do too.
Check the code common button.
And then they all go away.
Take a look in your actual inventory, though, because I've got three I didn't even know about.
Yeah, I only have
a... So does she.
Oh,
there it is, right there. Oh, it says I do have three.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So you can just add to those.
Yeah, well, if I already have three, I'm not terribly worried about it. So
that might be why I didn't show up, is because it's already in your inventory.
That's weird. And a greater is 100?
Yeah.
I'll take one greater.
Okay.
So that's 100 gold. And then what else could I possibly want in my life?
Well, we're going into a jungle. Do we know what they're supposed to be hunting or looking at?
They're going to a ruins.
Are these ruins inhabited, or were they inhabited by anything that had, like, poisons, or...
They were supposed to be abandoned.
Okay.
So we need power tools and some home decor.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Extension cord.
A very, very long extension cord.
Is that a bond me?
Mm-hmm. But they put jalapenos in it, so you have to dig those out before you can even touch it.
Alright, so. You guys are all stocked up?
Yeah.
Queen Layla, or her aide, who doesn't talk like her, irritates some people here at the table. says, well, the researchers decided to go through the swamps. To avoid the Nagas and the trolls. He says, now you can take the river and cut short down, but you run the risk of running into, a giant snake or a regenerating creature.
The Nagas, they regenerate at sunup, right? Or something like that.
Actually,
yeah.
Trolls, isn't it?
Trolls regenerate whenever.
Now he says, if you come into contact with trolls, burn them with fire. That's the only thing that stops them from regenerating. Nagas, well, just try not to encounter any Nagas. They're pretty intense creatures. They come back every day at sunrise, so...
You encounter when you're not gonna see anything again.
Exactly. I like your sense of humor. It's real, real cerebral. He says, He says, we're pretty sure they made it to the site, so...
Why do you think that?
Mm-hmm.
He says, they set up a flare.
Nobody...
Like a standard, we've arrived here safely.
Oh, not like, oh, fuck, come help us.
No, just that we arrived here in one piece, everything's kosher.
Sorry. Okay. Well...
Welcome to the jungle! It gets hotter every day!
He says it does, actually. It grows. That's why we're redoing his research, to make sure that Umphaloko stays safe from the ever-encroaching trees and vines.
Because of the vines, they just keep repeating.
That joke's about a year out of date, I think.
So... I mean, are we going? Sounds like we're going.
Yeah, sounds like we're going. How are we going?
He's picking a path. He's the ranger.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna walk, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Through the swamp?
Do people have a better idea?
You're the ranger.
Well, they told us the swamp's the safer.
I haven't had a chance to range yet. Then we have to decide which way we're going to go.
Was there something about taking a boat? Well, like the river?
Yeah, but that would put us either through troll territory or Naga territory.
We have to go through. Yeah. Going through the swamps is the only way to avoid the Nagas and the trolls.
Yeah. And we don't have anything that would make us stealthy, so we
can
pass
and
everything.
And
right?
These explorers went through the swamps and they reached there safely?
Yeah.
From what we think?
I think we just follow their path.
Swamps sound fun.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the ruins were their ruins.
I will follow you. Follow you wherever
we are. We in agreement then? Through the swamps it is?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Alright, so you guys are ferried across the river by a boatsman. As he drops the boat off, he says, I'll wait for you on the other side. Don't like staying on this side for too long.
Oh.
So you're going to wait for a week and a day on the other side?
That's what the queen told me to do. I'm being paid for it, so.
So you get paid to, like, chill for potentially a week?
Yeah.
That's a nice gig.
Yeah.
Are you, like, you know, how are you going to use your time? Like, any creative pursuits?
He pulls out a block of wood. He's like, I'm going to turn this into something. Something cool.
I like you. Carve on, dude.
I will. When I come back, maybe I'll give it to you.
Only if it's pretty. I don't want any shit.
Do my best.
That's why charisma's zero.
Ruin that man's dreams.
Alright. So you guys, just this thick wooded, it's the middle of the day, or actually middle of the morning, it's pretty early, but it's hard to see the sun through the thick jungle canopy. Sort of this marshy landscape plays out in front of you with just these huge trees growing out of it. And I think Tel, you're in the lead, so...
I think so. Okay, so I can track creatures,
mm-hmm.
and I should be able to figure out their number and sizes,
mm-hmm.
and how long ago they passed, apparently.
Okay.
So I'm trying to track these 10 creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep an eye out to see if I see anything else that might be
mm-hmm.
following them.
Okay.
Do I sense that there's anything more than 10 people?
You do see, I mean, it's been a little while,
mm-hmm.
So, like, the footprints are pretty much gone, but you do see, like, signs like discarded ration wrappers, tabaxi excrement covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I pick up the wrappers. It's very rude.
Well, it's like leaves.
Oh,
it's not like it's not like
trash. I was like, this is terrible.
No.
Dika was about to have a soapbox.
No, it's like dried leaves that are tied, you know, shut with like yawk twine.
Cool.
You also detect some like signs of other creatures. Like you get the idea that there's some like crocodiles maybe around here.
Okay.
I
mentioned this to the group and say, look, keep an eye out. They might be.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my!
crocodiles, mostly, but... but we do follow in their footsteps
mm-hmm.
as much as we can.
All right. And you don't have to roll anything, because the jungle is your favorite terrain, so you're able to follow the map and not have to worry about getting lost.
Cool. Nice.
It's good to have a ranger.
Yeah. All right, I think we'll probably... keep making a brisk progress before it gets too dark.
Okay.
If people don't object. Until we break for lunch or something, I guess. So
mm-hmm.
let's keep going more and more into the jungle.
About halfway into the day, it does start raining.
Hmm.
Just kind of a... It's actually not too hard because a lot of it gets captured by the leaves up ahead, so it's more just kind of these sporadic, just big fat rain droplets that fall down from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stand the rain.
I do a lot of that, like, fast shake to get the water off my fur like a dog, and I probably don't smell great.
My dog does the same thing.
I'm trudging along, grumbling about song lyrics, because seriously, I wrote some lyrics, and I don't know what the fuck tune they're supposed to go to.
you guys break for lunch.
Do we find dry land?
As I say, it's actually about lunchtime. You're able to find, like, kind of a, you're getting kind of near the edge of the swamp. If you take a late lunch, and you've managed to find a little kind of hill that's sticking up out of it,
cool.
It's a little drier. Who has a passive perception of 15 or higher?
I might.
Nope. Where do I... Passive wisdom?
Passive wisdom? Perception? Yeah. I have 17.
Damn, bro. I'm 12.
I'm at a 13. What am I doing wrong?
8.
I thought it was the center of each of these dots.
Oh, it's...
It worked fine. All
right. That time?
It can be a little sensitive sometimes. And sometimes not. It's weird.
Yeah.
Alright, so as you guys are, as people are kind of like digging into their rations, and you hear Margaret kind of humming a tuneless hum, getting frustrated. You hear just way off in the distance, just this kind of crashing sound.
Mm.
And as you look off to the south, like, I mean, you can only see it because you're up on the hill. A few miles south, you just see this giant snake winding its way through the trees, and then like turning like south and out of like away from you guys and out of eye line.
I think I spotted Naga.
How close?
Off in the distance. How many miles away?
Huh.
You guys look. You can't hear or see anything.
But they do trust me that I can spy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, is it coming this way? Do we need to battle?
No, it's going the other way for now.
Yeah, cool. But they are here.
Yeah.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes.
Huh?
Yeah, we should keep an eye out. As we get closer and closer, I think their territory might be expanding.
Okay.
Do we know if Naga like water, like swamps?
Yeah, that's their kind of natural home.
Okay, all right. We should be keeping an eye out for that then. And apparently I remain alert to danger, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just keep that at the back of my mind, I guess.
Keep ranging, dude.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Alright, so you guys keep on.
So we finish our.
So by the time you guys decide to make camp for the evening, you're well past the swamp, and more than halfway to the ruins.
Cool. Do we know how long it took the other party to reach?
It took them 2 days.
2 days. Okay.
Have you been looking for any signs of their passing this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep seeing them. You keep seeing.
So they're still on the right path, as
mm-hmm.
far as we know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And we still don't see any sentient creatures who might be following them as of now.
No.
All right. Cool. Okay. All
right.
Do we make camp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think.
So you guys set up your camp. Yourself a little fire. I'm assuming you get a little fire going. Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
As the winds change, the smell of sulfur kind of picks up in the air. As like you guys are sitting, it's just kind of mixed in with these like verdant jungle plants. It's very humid weather. It's just kind of everything's cold and damp at night.
So we're in the swamp now, though, right?
You're out of the swamp.
We
just got through it.
You got
what's
it.
The sulfur from, then?
Okay. Sometimes swamps are sulfury.
That's what I thought, but we walked through it and there wasn't any sulfur. That's weird.
Was the wind blowing from the swamp?
No, it's blowing it's blowing towards the swamp now.
Hmm. So something not the swamp is producing sulfur.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Rodvane, what did you eat for lunch?
You would know if it was me.
Who's keeping watch that night? In what order?
I think I'll start.
Okay.
But I probably want somebody to relieve me in the middle of the night so that I can rest before I start tomorrow.
I mean, we should all take turn, or at least a couple of us.
Yeah. I can do.
There's six of us, three on, three off. And then tomorrow night, the other three on.
Tomorrow night we'll be at the room.
Yeah.
We still may want to have a watch. You know? We don't know what we're walking into here.
So
I'll go tonight.
I'm stopped.
Midnight, I guess.
I can do third watch.
Okay.
Second is the worst.
You volunteer.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. Keep looking for creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see anything?
Straight ahead.
I only perception.
There it is.
I like the idea of just like a 7-day medicine divider being used to hold your dice. Or,
what the heck is that stick? And do I add anything? Plus 7. Okay, 13.
Mm-hmm.
My proficiency bonus is double for proficient skills. When I make an intelligent or wisdom check. Is the perception?
Yeah.
Wisdom check?
Yep.
Okay. So it's 13 plus. Mm-hmm. Is doubled?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 26 then?
Oh no, it's the bonus is doubled.
So. Oh, okay. So that's bonus is 7, 14 plus 6, 20.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's quiet. Your puppy sits with you. He seems bothered by the sulfur smell. It's hard for him to smell things.
I try to reassure him, reassure Ian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious as well. What can... Do we know if trolls produce sulfur?
Roll me a nature check.
A nature check. I have no bonus.
This is what we
nature
do.
Check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's terrible.
So
I roll a 6 again.
You have no idea. Maybe. Maybe trolls are sulfurous.
Okay. I just reassure Ian. I keep talking to him.
You can't get on the table.
Reassure Ian that he's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to roll for second watch?
Yep. Roll me a perception check.
Perception?
Mm-hmm.
18.
Alright, it's quiet. Just the sounds of jungle critters.
Do I have any idea what that sulfur smell might be?
Could be a hot springs.
Mm.
Other than that.
Alright.
Rotting naga eggs.
I sharpen my swords.
Assume I need to roll perception for third watch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You fail and we all wake up dead. The end.
Hey, Bowie.
Rocks fall. Everybody dies.
Everyone dies.
Wisdom plus one. So 8.
No, you want your perception. It's down below.
Oh,
it's a specific roll.
Passive perception?
No, just perception. It's in your skill. It's plus 2 for you.
Yeah. So 9.
Okay.
It's down below. Yeah, alphabetical order. Buddy, you're gonna slip off my lap.
Okay.
You're fine. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so.
Oh, your bony little butt.
Hey, Nick. At one point, you hear like a snap of a twig. And then you feel something conk you in the back of the head.
What?
And you get knocked out.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Panic, you come to.
Mm-hmm.
And your cloak of elvenkind, your potion of greater healing,
no!
And your potion of healings
no!
have all been taken.
Huh. Does anybody wake up for this?
Hmm.
Well, what do you do?
What about my dog? Shouldn't he be awake if he's bothered by all the sort of...
I was going to say.
Yeah, what is your passive perception? Oh, it doesn't count when you're asleep, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm still trying to take away my stuff.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
None of it affects anything.
Okay.
And there's a chance you might get it back at some point.
Who knows? All right, so I wake up. Do I have any idea of how much time has passed?
You look up at the sky... you get the idea that maybe you've been out for, like, 30, 40 minutes.
And everybody... Oh, I look at my people.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's sleeping. All their stuff seems to be there.
Help! I've been robbed!
You guys all wake up to the sound of somebody screaming help up in Rom.
Do not wake up.
All right. Now, at least, I should be able to track people or things that may have come over and attacked. So I look for signs of intruders. Right. Do I find anything?
Roll me investigate check. And then, what's your proficiency bonus at this level?
I don't know.
Oh, +3. So
my proficiency bonus is doubled
So, yes, your proficiency bonus is doubled. So, instead of +0 to your investigation, you get
+0.
× 0.
Yeah. I have rolled 13.
Alright. As you, you kind of look around, and you find actually a spot not too far from your camp, a little bit east from where your camp is, where there's this, it looks like there are signs of a struggle. And everywhere there's just this little trail of slime.
Alright. Was that...
Did you get your slime?
The snake slime? I don't know. So I point that out to the rest of the group. I say that there's apparently a fight near us. And at least one of the creatures was slimy. For what it's worth.
Akra.
Why
don't you... You're agile.
Yeah.
Maybe you climb a tree.
You're asleep.
Yeah!
That's true.
Yeah, that's Jason talking to Colleen.
Yeah! I was going to ask if I could roll nature, but I'm not very good at it, and that sounds like a good idea. I mean,
yeah.
I have a couple points in nature, so I'm going to see what I can learn. 7.
So you go over to the goop.
Yeah.
A slime on the ground, you pick it up. It smells very much like that sulfur smell you've been smelling.
Okay, so whatever attacked you is super gassy and probably hasn't gone very far.
What makes you think it hasn't gone very far?
Well, it's really bloated and uncomfortable.
What do you see, Akra?
Yeah, I want to climb up to the water. So I'm
playing dumb characters.
Roll me a perception check.
Oh my god. How rude!
Truth. Just walking back and forth, making squawky noises.
Do you feel slimy, like on the back of your head?
I can't touch the back of my head very easily because I'm a bird.
You want me to touch the back of your head?
It might be a good idea for someone else to see if I have slime on the back of my head.
Or blood.
I can't reach the back of your head.
I'll hunker down so you can pat where...
Yeah, you look
like,
down and you see trees and more trees. And you think in the distance you can see the temple. The eggs are heading towards the ruins.
But I don't see... Do I see the slime trail and where it leads?
It's hard to see it at night. From where you kind of follow it as far as you can see, and it kind of seems to be heading back in that direction.
Toward the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey guys, it looks like it's headed toward the temple.
Is the back of Panic's head slimy?
A little bit,
yeah. Okay, so it was definitely the slimy person that attacked you, and not just a red herring.
And does anybody have knowledge about creatures in this area that we can figure out exactly what it was?
Mm-hmm. I already failed my nature roll. I mean, no.
I mean, I'll roll it, but I only have +1. Yeah, I only got 9.
I have a +0.
I walk over and I nudge Rotbane with my foot.
Ah.
Get up!
I got a +2, so 15. For nature.
What's your nature?
-3.
Never mind.
I don't bother with perception, nature, any of that stuff.
Never mind.
Panic, all you know is that Naga aren't slimy. And you're not sure what would cause this sulfurous slime.
I think it's pronounced slime.
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 I'll tell you what causes it. Thievery.
Well, that sucks.
Is there any trail to follow with the slime? Oh, it's leading towards the...
Yeah.
So we'll probably end up seeing them again. We just have to be alert.
I mean, it's pretty much morning, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get our stuff back.
Yeah.
All
right.
Is there a pack of camp?
I taste the slime.
That's really what I wanted you to do in the first place. But then I was like, nature of -3, I guess it's not going to matter.
I'm not really trying to learn anything.
It tastes like rotten eggs.
I'm sorry you're robbed. You want a little bit of mushroom to make you feel better?
Are these edible mushrooms or...
How rude!
Mushrooms from last time, right?
From Xander, my buddy Xander.
Hey, maybe no magic mushrooms while we're on a hunt.
Sam, try to be nice to her. You always tell me to be nice.
I mean, there's be nice and then incapacitate your companions.
Just a little bit.
Just saying.
So, you guys keep traveling. A little more wary, keeping an eye on your surroundings.
Alright. Let's head in the direction of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,000 gold pieces per hand.
And panic stuff.
And panic stuff, too.
Alright. So,
injustice.
Justice!
Alright, so you guys continue to head towards the temple. And after a few hours of travel, and you get the idea that you're making better time than they made,
mm-hmm.
because you have the map and your awesome ranger skills. So, mm-hmm. You guys see the temple kind of on the horizon, this like old ruined building, which is kind of built into a hill. Mm-hmm. And as you guys get closer, you see outside the temple there is a body lying there.
Uh-oh. Human?
Tabaxi.
Tabaxi.
Oh no.
Okay.
Wheel?
Okay.
Oh. I tap my pocket with the portable hole in it.
Yeah. Alright, so,
Be very
I investigate
very
the Tabaxi
quiet.
Body.
So you guys are locked.
Excuse me.
Alright, so, you come up to this building, you see these giant, looks like metal doors that have been rusted over, and forced open.
Should I let you?
Kind of inside, like, just inside the door, you see there's some statues inside the building. There is a Tabaxi corpse laying in front of it, dressed up in, like, sturdier, like, plate mail armor. Mm-hmm. With a sword in its sheath on his side.
Remind me, are the Tabaxi the cat people or the bird people?
Cat people.
Okay.
And he scrawled a little message on the ground in front of him that's still there.
Must be one of
the
four fighters, man.
Don't trust!
Huh.
And his, like, hand is still, like, scrawling, like, is at the bottom of that line there in the bottom.
Well, this is unhelpful. Don't trust what?
Mm.
Damn it.
Don't trust anyone.
Especially that sign.
So, what do you guys do?
Investigate the body?
Yeah, investigate and see if we can figure out how they died.
I mean, we'll call it investigate, but what it really is looting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll look around and see what... clues that are to find, and maybe those clues are valuable.
Yeah.
Surely we can sell the chainmail thing that he's wearing. That should be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't we have to take him anyway?
Yeah, just the body gets us 750 gold pieces.
Exactly. So
we could get that.
Grab him and put him in the hole.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep watch looking out of the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While everybody behind me is doing whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll probably try and take a look around the temple as well to see if there's other openings
mm-hmm.
other than this door. I suspect not. And I suspect whatever these slimy creatures are came from the temple when it was opened.
All right, so the, like I said, it's kind of built into a hill. Mm-hmm. And as you climb the hill, you actually see that the roof has collapsed in one of the rooms, and you can actually see inside of it.
Okay, what do we see?
You see a couple tables set up and some surveying equipment.
Okay.
Sorry. And you see, like, an entryway that leads back into the statues.
Oh, do we need a pause? Dog needs a break.
Absolutely, a little dog pause.
Dog pause. Right. Okay, let's...
Alright, puppy pause is over.
So I'd like to see what's around, like, as far as... Is there anything we can take from the temple, or...
So you guys start looking around?
I guess I missed it. What did we find on the body?
Did he... How'd he die? Is it obvious?
Yeah, what's on the body?
So he's wearing plate mail, has a sword on his side. He appears to have, as you turn him over, like, he's cut open.
Ugh.
Like, just like one long cut. Across his, across, like, kind of in between the chinks of his armor.
Mm-hmm. Like, from a sword, or?
Just a clean cut or jagged?
It's actually a very clean cut, so probably not a sword.
Is it magic?
Hard to say.
Is there any way we could figure that out?
Go to school for a forensic anthropology?
How long does it smell like he's been dead?
Also a good question.
Mm-hmm.
You get the idea it's maybe 3 or 4 days.
Mm, right.
And how many days ago did they leave?
They left like a little over a week and a half ago, if I remember correctly.
So they made it here and did some things, and
they survived for a few days.
So there's nothing on the body, though.
This guy did.
No identifying, no money. Has he been robbed already?
No, he's got a coin purse.
Used to have a coin purse.
It's mine now.
I mean, you didn't find a coin for
them. Yeah, he's got like a, we'll say...
He's just said he got a coin purse.
I'm saying, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you didn't find a coin purse.
There's nobody here to ask about it. We can lie later.
There's 10 gold pieces and 30 copper.
Okay.
Party fun.
He doesn't need that anymore.
Yep.
A sword, some plate mail.
Someone keep track of that.
I mean, I guess we'll just put the body in the portable hall.
There's a name embroidered into the underwear.
Nice!
Aww.
Says Nicola.
Nicola? Did we get a list of names of the people that we were going after?
Yeah, we'll say you did. there's Nicola, Dimitar, Rhea, Nicole, Simona, Dora, Gabby, Daria, Victoria, and Georgie.
Yeah.
Typical cat names.
Caught about half of that.
It's not that important.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can give us those later.
Could, like, check them off.
All right, so who do you got, Alicia?
Nicola, Dimitar, Gabby.
Rhea, Nicole, Simone,
Daria.
What? Simone?
Simona.
Yeah. Okay, Simona. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's Rhea, Nicole, Simona.
Rhea, Nicole?
Mm-hmm. N-I-K-O-L.
Not like the name of the doctor. Okay.
So probably related to Nicola.
5, 6, 7.
Daria.
Uh-huh.
Victoria.
Okay. Okay.
Georgie.
Okay.
So...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, so from the top, the fighters, 4 fighters were Nicola, Dimitar, Rhea, Nicole. Then there is Simona, Dora.
Dora. Daria, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Nicola, bound. Mm-hmm. And normally I would argue with you that Nicole and Nicola are not from the same family, but then I just found out there's Mahinder, Ravinder, Mahesh, Rajesh, Sindhija, Supraja in this family I've married into, so never mind.
I mean, the instance of people naming their children similarly is much greater than them not.
I must have just missed them all growing up through my first 30 years of life.
Maybe you have a secret sister named Felicia.
Yeah. Maybe it's possible.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You got Colleen, Eileen, and Amy. Alright, so, what do you do with the body? Just leave it there?
Pour in the hole. Alright,
so you flip out your pocket, spread this handkerchief out on the ground. This just sort of black hole appears. And you lower the body into it. The black hole goes down just a few feet, and you just throw it down in there.
There's nothing already in it, right?
No.
Okay. I fold it back up and put it back in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. I sort of gently guide Ian to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I say pocket, but I mean my shell. It can't be stolen from me. Yeah. I forget I have a shell. It's very important.
All right, so in the first room of the temple, you see three huge statues kind of like standing there. There's an elf, a dwarf, and a human.
Hmm.
And they're all kind of got their hands out in the middle, like, together.
Interesting.
Are they tall?
Yeah, they're all, the proportions are a little exaggerated. Like, the elf is very lithe. The human's got these, like, rippling, like, biceps and just kind of, like, typical Greek physique. Mm-hmm. And the dwarf is just very, like, stout. Beyond that, you see an archway, which leads into a room full of natural light.
I am very conscientiously guarding our rear, so I'm more looking at where we've come from and mm-hmm. where we're going. I assume you'll help me find the perception checks.
And the smell of sulfur is very thick around here, too.
I have proficiency in religion, and I'm an anthropologist.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a roll about what this place is for?
Sure. There's like everywhere around here.
Oh, bad roll.
I have a +3 on religion as well. I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to use my inspiration to try that. Still a bad roll.
What'd you get?
12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
As you look around, you get the idea that this is obviously very old, Devalian style architecture.
Devalian?
It's like the old empire that used to be here before this free city split up.
Okay.
You get the idea that this was some sort of the general message that these rooms are trying to send is one of like unity and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Except apparently none of our races are represented.
Yeah. You know how it is with the peachy skinned ones.
Mm-hmm. White humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
The pink skins.
Yep.
Mm. The hairless races.
Oh.
Weird.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, we're all looking at Grandma Cuddling Sarah. And nice. Eating her hair? Or the carpet?
No.
Probably
not. Nothing. He's just chewing about.
On paper. She's eating some paper.
Okay. So what else do we find?
That's it in the statue room. There's an archway that leads into this room with an open ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some tables set up in there.
Okay. What's on the tables?
All right. As you guys walk in, you see these three large walls with just these really, like, flaky murals on them, like, just very ancient and hard to make out. There's, like, shovels and, picks and, like, notebooks.
Do they look strewn about as if in chaos or just dropped? Like
they were in the middle of
stuff.
Come
back tomorrow.
It looks like, yeah, it's kind of a come back tomorrow sort of thing.
I'll start going through notes.
And roll me a perception check.
Her or the person keeping a watch?
Right.
Anybody who wants to.
I want to as well. I have a +7 and +7.
Oh, nice. 17.
I rolled
18. 11 I plus 7. 18.
Rolled a natural 1, so I'm probably humming to myself again.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, a natural 1. There's no other 1.
No, there you can modify it. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, you've definitely got a modified one. It sucks.
Yeah.
Is ginger beer?
Oh, it's just water. It was a refillable ginger beer glass that I never... Mm. Deku, as you're kind of wandering about, what'd you get?
17.
17? Who else? What else?
I got 18.
Deku, you notice there's actually like one of the journals has like fallen off the table. It's kind of been rained on and then trampled in the mud. Mm. But you're able to rip out like a page of it that's still readable.
Okay.
Wow. That's hardcore propped today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In one of the corners of the room,
mm-hmm.
So this is like a dirt floor, because the walls caved in and like there's just like a bunch of dirt from the hill.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the corners, you notice that there's like the dirt's like a lot blacker. Okay. And it looks like more like a mud.
Okay. So that might be, I don't know, it might be a source of water. Could be
blood.
Blood, yeah.
What's this? There's magic in the air.
I think I'll go investigate in that direction. Try to see if there's any source of the darkness that I could find.
Yeah. So you walk over, it looks almost like, just like a very wet mud.
Mm-hmm.
And as you lean in to look at it closer, a just pseudopod from it just flies out and tries to slam into you.
I jump out.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That's alarming.
AC 20?
I'm AC 16.
Yeah, so this pseudopod just flies out of this, it turns out that this goop is some sort of creature, and it flies out.
Mm.
And slams into you, dealing you. I'm going to do some initiative rolling here. So
yeah.
Get ready for that.
Roll initiative.
Well,
I'm going to roll
13. Modifier is like 2.
Do I have an initiative modifier? Where did you get that?
It'd be on the top bar there next to...
This is initiative, right?
Oh, plus 4, okay.
Yeah.
So that's 13 plus 4, 17.
Yeah. All right, so... and so it does, 5 points of bludgeoning damage, but another 20 points of acid damage.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And then it just starts pouring out of this hole, this kind of big...
So, did you say...
Large ooze.
20 and 5? Damage?
Yeah.
They're sharing space.
Sorry. Is that
25? 25 total points.
Okay. So are we talking about like a giant slug or like more amorphous?
Yeah, what,
what do we see?
It's black pudding.
It's black pudding.
So like a shapeshifter.
Like Armus in that episode of Star Trek.
Like the...
That's what I first thought. It was like Odo in his bucket.
Fudgy swampy thing from Candyland?
Could be the fudge talking as well.
I feel like unless somebody screams in shock at the thing that jumps out, if everyone's standing in shocked silence, Deku's just going to walk away from you guys and look for the hidden room that she just read about.
Mm.
Until someone gets her attention. She pulls out a pair of glasses.
Try erase markers. I'm gonna throw it upstairs. Sorry.
You wanna pause it?
Yeah, I'll pause it again.
Initiative rolls, right?
Yeah.
Chris, somehow I just found a full bottle of Excedrin in my knitting bag.
Oh, sweet.
What the fuck?
Yeah, two initiatives, there you go.
15. Hers was 12.
Plus 4, so 16.
17. 13, that's all. Wait a minute, I have 15. Necrotic and radiant defenses. Does it not help me?
No, it's acid, no.
Can I just say, I found a website earlier that's mostly for selling engagement rings called I Do, Now I Don't.
Sarah.
Oh.
Hey, Sarah, if you're laying on the floor again.
Okay.
appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to set out because it's a lot harder to roll things down there.
It's about 15.
Okay.
I mean, you can just take the lid of one of these boxes down there. Use it like a dice tray.
DQ, what'd you get? Still. Oh, no, DQ got it.
She was 15.
Margaret, what'd you get?
Four. Oh, you are in box.
Panic, what'd you get?
16.
Ella, you got a 17?
Yeah.
And what'd you get, Akra?
One.
Well, you can't get a 1, right? You have to at least get a...
Yeah.
Got a plus 3.
Four. So at least a 4.
4.
4.
Always looking at the saving throws part.
Right, man, what do you get?
15.
I mean, it's cute that you love each other, period.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Thank you. All right, so, Tell, you're up first.
All right. Okay, so...
I think your line is, ah!
Come on.
Yeah, you just get hit in the face by a giant...
Mud puddle.
Mud puddle that's like burns like a bitch. Mm-hmm. What a...
Giant mud puddle.
Yeah.
I did.
So what do you do?
Okay. So, I think the first thing I'll probably do is try to heal myself a little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I should use healing hands or... Okay, I think I'll use healing hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my actions.
Okay.
I'm gonna touch myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll help. Yeah. Restore hit 6 hit points.
Okay.
So that's one.
Okay.
I don't have to roll for it, right?
It's just an action.
Okay, so that's one action. I'm back to 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will probably try and fly in the air using my radiant soul thing.
Okay.
And that's another action, I guess?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to use another action for that. So
I get...
You get one action per... You get an action and then a move.
Okay, so I will...
Might have been able to do the healing as a bonus action, though.
I don't know.
You could use the healing spirit spell as a bonus action. But his healing hands are an action to do.
Okay, so bonus actions, I can do healing spirit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll use that as a bonus action then.
Okay.
How do I activate it?
So it creates a little spot that heals things that enter it.
Okay, I'll create a spot where I'm standing.
Okay, and it only works for bonus things. So just if you move, we'll put a little marker there.
All right, so
roll another d6 and then heal that much as well.
Okay, so I shall do d6. So. 2. Okay. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Do you want to move away from it? If you do, you will take an attack of opportunity.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Alright, what's up, Panic?
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to do my bonus action first and do Bardic Inspiration to how many... What's our rangey bits? Okay, he's next to it. So on Rotvane. So Rotvane gets extra die, d8,
correct,
to add to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to cast a Phantasmal Force and try to... encase the creature as much as possible in a 10-foot cube of fire.
Okay.
Nice.
While the target is affected by the spell, the target treats the phantasm as if it was real
it's so convincing that they can take damage.
You try to turn it can deal d6 damage. It's within. Okay.
I'm hoping that it will not try to pseudopod through the walls of fire.
Alright, target makes an intelligence saving throw. Let's see what intelligence saving throw a black pudding has. Well, not good. Its intelligence is one. it fails.
I fell into a burning ring fire.
Alright, so roll me a d6.
That was my attempt to tell y'all that it thinks it's encased in fire. Mm-hmm. 3.
Takes 3 points of psychic damage. The creature starts kind of like wibbling back and forth as if it's like...
Wibbling.
Advertising a used car lot.
Inspirationally. puts up Rat Vane.
So what did the bardic inspiration give me?
You have a d8 you can add to any d8. Sort of...
roll.
Well, first rage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will run over and smack it.
All right. I'm imagining you're just going through this table.
Yeah, pretty much. 14 for the first one.
That will hit.
Oh, cool.
It is just a giant mass of ooze.
Yeah. Not super agile.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 12.
And what are you attacking it with?
Longsword. Non-magical.
Mm-hmm. You take 6 points of acid damage.
Is that before having, or...?
You deal the damage first.
No, he halves.
Oh, yeah, you'll still have it, yeah. It's before halved. So 3 points.
Sweet.
How do I tell if things are concentration spells? Oh, they'll have a C next to them,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I just yell, ew. This thing is kind of gross and smells bad.
Fair.
As you pull your sword away, you see the acid sizzling on it. And so your sword forever has a -1 penalty to damage rolls.
Oh no! That sucks.
Puts up Deku.
Oh, no.
I think we need to bludgeon it with the tables.
That sounds like a great idea.
Set it on fire!
So the new Searing Arc Strike, where did that go?
I have no idea that will work, but it's a thing that I'm sure.
Oh, I have to spend 2 key points, after my action. Okay, so as my actual...
What kind of damage does your sword do?
Slashing. Oh, I guess I do get a second when it's my bonus action I didn't have. So,
quick.
That would be 20 to hit.
It didn't take any damage from your attack.
Okay.
It's immune to slashing damage, but you do cut it in half, and there's now 2 of them.
Then I don't swing at it the second time because that's weird and I'm processing.
Fair. So I saw that his physical attack didn't do any damage, so I'm just going to use a key.
Wait, I thought you were wandering off to find a secret room.
I assume that
Ratbane just raged.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not a quiet thing.
Okay, I'm just saying, you last time you spoke up, you were planning to go nerd out.
Well, you know.
You changed your mind. That's okay.
Ratbane screamed rage.
Yeah.
I think I would notice.
I was also yelling, set it on fire.
So. Yeah, she was singing. All right.
Pay attention when she sings.
Wow. Maybe if you were better at it.
Oh,
I want out.
Jealous.
I want out of this. So I'm going to use Radiant Sunbolt, and that acts as an attack. And you can use this attack as any of the attacks in the extra attack feature. So I'm going to use Radiant Sunbolt to start with. So it's a range attack. Oh, fuck. I hate... D&D Beyond does not work whenever you have so many descriptions that you have to go through. Radiant Sunbolt, I add 6, so 13 to hit.
They'll hit.
Oh, okay. And then it does 1d6 plus 3. It's such a small amount of damage.
What damage is it?
Radiant, and yep. I got 4.
Okay.
Does it do damage?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I will use... Damn it, this is so confusing. Okay. Ridiculous. Okay. Spend 2 key points up to a max of 3. So yeah, I'm going to spend 2 key points to use Burning Hands, which is a Dex 14 save.
Spoiler, it's not good at these either.
Good.
Got a total of 2.
Yeah, dex 14. And then 3d6. 9.
Nice.
9's not bad.
Alright, so you deal 9 points of fire damage to, I'm going to call it the left one.
Okay. Which one?
Left.
And I will back up a little bit. So it's
oh,
not...
does Burning Hands does a cone?
Yeah.
That's how you can hit both of them. The other one got a 1 total, so...
Nine points dead also. Yep,
so,
and then I'll back up a little bit, because slimy slime slime is nasty.
Do they seem to be being contained within the fire, or are they attempting to move out of the fire?
Well, it's their turn now.
Oh, I get 2 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Can I attack with Radiant Sunbolt again?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's better. So, plus 6, so 20 to hit.
Yeah.
And then 1d6. 4 again! Damn!
Right. It's definitely dealt some damage. Yeah,
and it's taking damage from the magic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Well, it takes damage from everything.
Except physical.
Well, the slashing.
Slashing basically cuts and dissects it.
Okay. I thought it was just taking only magical damage.
Alright. They're going to try to flee the fire. But I'm assuming the whole room is full of it for them?
It's in a 10-foot cube around them.
So it's going to provoke an attack from all of you three.
Nice.
Ratbane, Helen.
Tells Dog.
Ian.
So do you want to take an opportunity attack, though?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
D20?
Sure. Rob, any 2?
11 plus... Do I add something?
Sure.
That'll hit.
Okay, it'll hit, so it doesn't matter. Okay.
Their AC is 7.
Okay. So... What do I throw for the attack damage?
What are you attacking,
Mark? Short swords?
I have a long bow and a short sword.
I would say
long bow have a better damage, I think. So I'll use the long bow.
Okay.
Because the short sword's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Slashing would just make it smaller.
You can just punch
it.
With an acid thing?
Yeah, then you take damage if you touch it,
yeah. So my long bow has a plus 1, which is, okay. So 1d8 plus 5. 7. Ooh, that's not too bad. Plus 5.
Yeah, 12 points.
12? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 12 to left. Alright, wrap in.
I'm going
to
huff in frustration and throw the table.
Yeah!
Alright, roll me an attack.
Plus your...
Plus your dexterity.
And your bonus thingy. From Sarah.
If you need it.
Oh, yeah.
1d8.
What'd you get? 6, 7, 8, 9... That hits.
Okay. I don't know what to do damage-wise for a table. A d6?
Yeah, let's do a d6. Plus your strength.
4 plus 5.
And you get plus 2 points in your raging, right? For your damage?
Yes.
So, 11 points of damage. So you do 11 points of bludgeoning damage, you throw this table.
Splat!
It kind of splats under it, and then the table literally just starts dissolving on top of it.
What about the dog?
Oh, yeah? Does the dog get a bite, too?
Yep.
Well, I'm worried about the dog getting a bite, so I might not do that. Thank you.
Okay.
The dog tries to pee on them.
All
right. Accurate.
So they're going to both attack... I think that's Akra with the bikini.
Uh-huh.
All right, so... First one, AC 13.
Get you and your DPS.
Pain in the ass.
Sorry, which is that again? It's against my...
It's in the middle, kind of near the top. It's that one that's in the shield.
Middle, top, and the shield.
Armor flex.
Did I run your spell? I'm sorry.
15.
So that I'll miss? The second one will be an 18, which will hit.
Okay. I didn't get a turn.
Yeah, though you go right after them.
Okay.
So, 4 points of bludgeoning damage and 14 points of acid, so 18 total.
Okay.
She's trying to get down.
Oh, you don't want her down.
Never mind. Jason says no because he's
And like your the shirt you're wearing just kind of like starts the acid just eats starts eating through it. Puts up Macro, you're next.
Okay.
What do you know?
So
take it off.
Get into it.
If I do Flurry of Blows, if they lose, does it? Second. It must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or knocked prone. So, right?
These things can't be knocked prone, just when I look at them. They're,
okay.
They're gloop.
They're gloop.
So I guess I'll just do Cone of Fire.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, your breath weapon?
Yeah.
Cool.
Fire is a good choice here, I think. Just good life choice, fire.
I got
so
9 plus...
You don't actually have to roll, they just...
I just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a spell. So, just check off that you're using your breath weapon.
Okay.
You're 6th level now. So you deal 3d6 points of fire damage, and they roll dexterity to avoid it. DC 10 for them, and they both fail both of those rolls. So, cool. So roll 3d6. You huff back and like breathe out a cone of flame. There, I'm gonna guess. And that one dies. And the other one looks real burnt. These poor things, all they just fire everywhere they go.
Well, they shouldn't have
conked tables.
Our bird on it.
Yeah.
Margaret, you're up.
I guess I'm gonna shoot it.
Okay,
that hits. Without modification.
Mm-hmm.
My longbow is a d8 plus 2, so 6.
Okay. Then you get a second attack as part of that. Since
yeah, do I need to roll again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That definitely hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I do another 8.
Alright. So you shoot a bow in there, the arrow just slams into it, and then just dissolves. And you shoot the second one, and the arrow pierces it, and just this sort of black pudding just pours out on the floor, unanimated.
It's
dead.
Splooshes out, okay.
It's dead.
Cool. You hit it in its vital slime.
And where the the pudding was, you now see there's a hole in the ground that sort of like looks like it's been dug out by shovels, and leads further on.
So is this the hidden door I think I read about?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Right, well, probably the people we're looking for are down that hole, because they were arguing about, we're pressing on, overnight, a smell. So this, I assume the sulfur smell is really bad in here now?
Yeah.
Somebody died, but the scientists were being all science-y and refused to turn back when the fighters clearly indicated that, you know, maybe we shouldn't go forward.
Did they say how that person died?
Nope. Dead.
It does just say how they died.
Oh, there's a sword. A sword came out of nowhere. Someone just licked my toe. That's very strange.
Probably Jason.
That's more strange.
He loves feet.
Yeah, there's several. There's several hallways.
Hi.
And she never saw the sword that struck her down.
Was it one of the goo beasts turning their goo into a sword?
I don't know.
So, what do you think?
Go down in the hole.
I think we've got to find bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies or money.
Maybe they're alive and we'll get more money. Maybe.
Is there any way to look ahead without just, like, wandering after them? Because what makes us think we're better than them?
They only had 4 fighters.
And we're smarter. And gosh darn it, people like us.
They were cats.
That's racist, dude. You gotta watch that.
Does anyone have a bat familiar thing that they can
send
out?
I don't think anyone has a familiar thing.
I can talk to your dog.
Well, so can he.
Doesn't talk back, that's the problem.
I can talk to critters.
Okay. You tell Ian to figure out whatever it is.
You're willing to send him ahead? I can speak with small beasts.
Mm. I'm better him than me.
Also, Rotvin, for expediency's sake, where I'm just going to say that you switched your corroded longsword with the one that was not corroded, with the fire head on. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask Ian if he's willing to go down this tunnel or whatever it is and report, come and go look and come back.
I think I could do that. He looks at you.
Alright. Okay.
Yeah, right back.
Alright, cool.
And he goes down into the tunnel.
Yeah.
I tell him to come back.
Come
as
back.
As soon as he chooses, finds the danger.
He says, there's a dead thing in there. Dead cat.
Oh.
Some metal barred doors, or metal barred gates, something.
Metal bars, okay.
Metal bars. With stuff further beyond it, lots of smells.
What, anything interesting, noteworthy?
I smell dead cat and sulfur.
Okay.
Sulfur's really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I feel you. Thank you, friend.
Good dog.
So the way is barred, and there's another dead person down there.
Another 750 gold pieces.
True statement.
Gravy.
He's not wrong.
Alright, well.
So other than that hole, do we have anywhere left to go?
That's
the hidden
door.
That's
a good question, yeah.
Like, there's no other doors in the main chamber.
Okay.
Well, then let's go.
Alright. Can we make the hole bigger so that the sulfur gets out before we get down? Like, can we dig
I mean, the hole's already pretty... It's like... It's big enough for people.
Yeah, but does it evaporate sulfur quickly enough?
Wear handkerchiefs over our faces.
Hey, baby dog. Well,
the dog is confused by everyone getting up and moving, I think.
Okay.
Right, so who's crawling through the hole first?
How big is this hole?
It's big enough that all of you can crawl through one at a time.
Crawl? Okay. We actually have to crawl?
Well,
maybe
you don't.
Into the hole, but then we're probably fine in the hallway. I'm not going first because I have the lowest perception.
Fair.
You're also a tank, though, and you have the most.
I can go second,
you need to
but
go
somebody
second.
Needs to.
I can go first.
Need someone of at least average intelligence in front.
Or I have really high defenses.
I'm the smallest everyone can see around me.
True. And you know,
I think the turtle boy fest is a.
Oh!
Expendable.
Ayo.
Are you having us call you a different name this week, or is it still Margaret Sumbleduck? Because you were changing your name out.
Yeah, I'm a little too distracted to test things out.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. I'll let you know if my pronouns change, too.
I appreciate that.
Alright, so, who's going first?
I think I'm going first.
Alright, so DQ, you go down into the hole and kind of duck under the wall that they dug under, kind of crawl a little bit, not far, back up, and you see a long hallway, narrow. At the end of the hallway, you see covered in a sheet, looks to be a dead body.
Okay.
And on the floor, you see three chalk outlines. That looks to be, and then some, like, with, like little bits of writing and chalk next to them.
Chalk outlines, like, body outlines?
No, like, just, like, squares. Little squares.
Okay. Alright. Is there any threats in here?
Not that you can see.
Can I roll for it? To walk around a little bit? Is it worth it?
You walk around? So you, why as you walk through there? Yeah, you see, there's nobody else but the dead body here. There's in front of each of those little outlines, there's a portcullis, kind of like these like metal gates down, behind which are 20-foot long hallways. At the end of the hallway is another portcullis. It looks to be that there's another hallway beyond that.
Okay.
Is
that a cat?
Flame with ice.
Okay.
Ice. Ice is the best.
At the end of each hallway, like on the wall opposite, on the other side of the portcullis, you see an elf, a human, and a dwarf.
Okay.
Alive or dead?
Like, just painted on the wall.
Ah. And that's beyond the portcullis?
Mm-hmm. Beyond the second portcullis, yeah. So, portcullis, hallway, portcullis, another hallway, and then murals at the end.
But aren't there three portcullises?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Only one of them has another hallway.
No, they all have another hallway. If you look at the
Do
board,
they all have the dwarf statue or only one of them?
This one has the elf at the end of it. This one has the human. And this one has the dwarf.
Okay.
And then there's like another hallway back there.
What are they doing in the mural? Are they like touching hands again?
No, these are separate. They're just standing there, dressed in strange, outdated clothing.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say how they figured it out. It says, because once we figured out how they work, they opened on their own power. So we can't force them open, but there's some sort of trick.
So does... Well, you're the only person here now, does it? Everyone else come in, or...
I thought everyone was following.
Yeah, we're going to follow.
I thought everyone was behind. The tank was supposed to be backing me up here.
Yeah, let's check the body again, okay. And then we can throw it in the hole.
Yep, I bring it up.
And then see what the writing around the square says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there writing around the squares?
Yeah, there's little notes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's read that.
They just say... they're just like little like notes. It's like mechanical trigger plate, and it says operates portcullis.
Oh, so we just stand on the three pads, basically, type of thing.
Or if it has to be simultaneous.
No, maybe we have to stand on those and hold hands, similar to the whatever thing I'm taking.
You put your foot on one of them, and nothing happens.
I put my foot on a second one.
You can't put them on two at once.
He put his on one.
Oh, so you put yours on a second. Nothing happens. And then...
I'll go on the third one.
When you go on the third one, all three portcullises open.
And what happens
when
I take a step...
With no holding hands, Mr. Touchy Feely.
What's that?
If I take a step forward, do they all slam shut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird. How are we going to figure that out?
Just leave the bodies.
So don't we just stand on them and then other people go in?
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff?
It, suppose.
But if we all want to move forward, though, we could just leave the dead cats on them.
We only have two bodies, right?
it's not a horrible plan. Grab a table from the other room.
It's melted in acid, right?
There's more than one table.
Why, can we try to pick up one of the statues? See if we can move a statue.
Or find a rock? Or...
But yeah, we have two corpses. That at least means that most of us can
pile our luggage on one of them.
Luggage.
Like, these people figure it out and they're still dead.
I mean, we only have two bodies, right?
Yeah. You have under the sheet is one of the scientists.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to put a scientist and the other dead tabaxi on those, and that...
And then one of us still has to stand on
the... Has to stay behind, yeah.
So when you put the dead body on one, the dead body on the second...
Wait, ask Ian
and then step on the third, nothing happens.
They have to be alive.
Alright, then we put the cats back in the bag.
Yeah.
Who let the cats out of the bag?
These aren't Schrodinger cats, though. They're clearly dead.
So who stays behind?
I guess who is the most hurt right now?
Oh, well, let's take a look and see if there's some sort of switch on the other side of the doors. Maybe once we open them, somebody goes through and there's a switch that'll open it permanently type of thing.
Okay, well, why don't we have someone who can fly go down? Because if these are pressure switches, there might be more pressure switches.
Yeah, you've still got your wings out, right?
Yeah, I haven't yet opened them, actually. Good. So, I can do that.
And I don't have a ton of hit points, so I'm fine staying behind. I think that's safer.
I mean, I can go forward. I've got 43, and... Not as much of a tank as this guy, but...
I'm down to 60.
Really?
Down to 24.
Really?
Right. 24 is Colleen's max.
Yeah, right?
Six.
Wait, oh my goodness, seriously?
63.
She has a minus one at constitution, so she's got minus 6 hit points to whatever she's...
Okay, before we go further, I want to cast Cure Wounds on this one.
On who?
She's only got 6 hit points.
Oh! Oh, I thought you said 26.
Nope, 6.
She has 6 right now.
I get
24
total.
8 plus spellcasting modifier is what? 3. So 11 hit points back.
That's good.
That's good.
That was a very good use of a spell.
Thank you.
Okay, so people who are staying back are Colleen, probably me, because all I can do is cast spells, and I can do that with line of sight, no matter what.
What about the dog?
Can Ian stand on one and have it work?
The dog. Ooh, did you say the dog
weight
didn't
limited
work?
Or just
well,
they're gonna
work
people.
With the dead bodies, so
oh, maybe a living.
Well, it's probably
body.
Life force or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
we can have our.
Let's
well,
try
I mean,
it.
Let's try it before
I'll ask Anne to stand on one of those.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Stay here.
So y'all go.
He immediately sits.
Spooky investigates.
Okay, I think I like the idea of flying so that it doesn't trigger anything else. So I will apply my radiance, whatever thingamajig. What is it called again?
Your radiant soul.
Radiant soul. Yes, I'll do that.
Listen to you.
Okay.
What just fucking happened?
Hello. Okay, I'll apply my radiant soul then.
Alright, so Tel just concentrates for a second and his eyes turn to energy and wings pop out of his back.
Yeah. I think. Let's go.
So who's going down which hallway?
That's a good question.
Do we need. Maybe we should just do one at a time.
Hmm?
I think one at a time makes sense.
Okay. I'll fly on the leftmost one, which is elf.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start flying.
Right, fly.
I go running down human.
Because why wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you fly down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you fly down and right at the end there's another pressure plate outlined in chalk with some more notes.
Okay. I pick up the notes for it.
Did we read the notes?
Yeah.
Oh.
It just said pressure plates, mechanical trigger, magical question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to make me a strength saving throw.
I think I can do that.
I guess
23.
All right, so as you're running down the human hallway, the wall just, like, very quickly, like, starts to press, like, slam outside of the wall and starts to press into you, and you have to use your strength to keep it at bay as you move down the hallway. And as soon as you get out on the other side of the hallway, like, it retracts.
Hmm.
Okay.
So we can see that they're down at the end of the hallway,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep, and there's, yeah, you, right then you see... like flying there.
I'm going to step off of my plinth and see if.
Wasn't
it...
I also
going to
go down a hallway? Dwarf?
You didn't say.
I thought you guys were doing them one at a time and he just took off. That had been the plan.
Yeah, that happened and I paused. So.
Alright. So as soon as you step off of the plate, all the portcullises slam back down on both sides.
I'll get back on. Just checking. So maybe you do need to go down the dwarf hallway.
Okay. I do that.
Great. You get on the hallway marked dwarf. Make me a constitution save.
Constitution save. 20! Natural 20. So right. 21.
So as you go down, these just this kind of sickly green-looking glass just gas just suddenly pumps into the room. And you're holding your breath and coughing a little bit, but you're able to shrug it off and get down to the end.
Okay.
What do we see on the other side? What notes do we see in particular?
Yeah, so you see these pressure plates, you see the three wall murals, you're in a long hallway. It continues.
If y'all stand on your pressure plates.
I wonder if they all open, yeah.
If that will keep all of them open at once or something, and we can get off of ours.
And there is some doors at the end.
Hmm. No, did you say?
What do the notes say?
Just like things like works in conjunction with other plates? Question mark. Living essence needed.
Okay.
So I guess we.
You guys all need to stand on yours, and then I can try getting off of mine again and see if
we can. Okay. So I stand on the one in front of the elf hole. All
right. So you three. Stand, Deku, Rotvane, Tell, you stand on those plates, you step off yours, the port will stay open.
Alright, so now we can run to where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not sure who's who.
That's me, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
No, that's Deku.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so who's going down which hallway?
I'm
gonna go down the dwarf.
Well, dwarf is poison. Human is strength, and you have to have a strength check, and we don't know what
elf
is.
Be dexterity.
Well, we don't know that those are going to happen with them on those pressure plates now.
I mean, just FYI, if you go down the human one, you're
you
gonna,
may have to do a strength.
Send the dog?
Maybe don't send dog. The dog's not as robust as we are.
Mm. I don't know.
I'm gonna, since I'm not standing on anything, I'm gonna bench, like, take a few steps into Elf and see what happens and then maybe jump right the hell out.
Roll me dexterity save.
Mm-hmm. Trying to scroll. 14.
Just a huge spinning blade comes out of the wall
mm-hmm.
And hits you for 6 points. Yeah. You jump back out.
Ah!
I guess look at your character sheets. Which one's higher, Dex, Con, or Strength? And choose that hallway and hope the best. All right. To
I'm
get your ass
Dex. Oh crap! Okay.
I mean that's our best option.
All right, I'm gonna go down.
Wait a minute. How heavy a thing can I lift?
You can lift. You're pretty strong. So you look
you
can
carry
it. So I'm thinking, if it is keeping open, okay, I will fly over
mm-hmm.
my thing, get the dog, put it on the other side.
If you step off the plate, everything closes, right?
No, because you have it. You still have people on this side,
yeah.
Right? It'll still be open.
Standing on.
So I fly, ferry one over, fly, ferry one over, and keep doing it for as long as we can.
Give yourself an inspiration point, Ruby. That's a great solution.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, there it is.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fly and take the dog first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put them on that plate. I don't know if that makes any
it's
difference.
It's like the scorpion and the fox or whatever.
Yeah, the goose and the fox and the something else. Oh, the bag of grain.
And I keep doing this one at a time.
Yep. I don't think you could lift Akra. She's heavier than the others.
Okay. Other than Akra,
yeah.
I get everyone on the other
mm-hmm.
side. Okay. Okay. Now we have to figure out what to do with Akra.
And so my jumping is my strength. Is that it?
Yeah.
And so how far across is it?
20 feet.
But you also have a pretty good dexterity, so you might be able to just
dexterity.
Run through.
Yeah, can you roll me a dex save?
Yeah.
Fifteen.
Alright. Yeah, you manage to duck and dip and dive under the spinning blades.
Cool.
Just barely. Like it came like just inches away from you as you... Because 15 is exactly what you needed for that.
Okay.
Sorry, you got a 14. I felt bad. Alright, you guys all are on the other side. There's two doors.
Hmm.
Tell with your passive perception, you hear there's sort of a murmuring coming from the door on this side.
To the right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear some noise coming from the other side and sounds like water maybe murmuring or maybe
no, like talking.
Ooh, so maybe there are people stuck behind it, cat people.
Should we knock on the door?
Yeah, I try to holler.
Hello!
Hello in there.
Pizza? Somebody there?
Yes.
Pizza. Ha! Somebody order a pizza.
What? Are you human?
Or a rescue?
Sorry, not yet. Species of me. And I'm trying to take the backseat because I'm at the backseat. What are you?
Huh? You're alive and worth money. Open the door. That probably doesn't help.
Are you here to rob us?
Nope.
We're here to save you.
We're just trying to deliver a pizza to Simone.
Simona, your pizza's here. Alright, so the door opens, and you like the tabaxi kind of hurries back against the wall.
In and growl.
And you see kind of along the back wall. You see five nerdy-looking tabaxi wielding what looks to be daggers, and one of them has a trowel that they're wielding.
Trowel?
Okay, so we're still missing two people or bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, I thought we only found two bodies.
Correct, we found two bodies.
And there's five people in here.
Seven, so there should be three more.
Three more.
Yeah.
And they say the fighters went crazy.
What does that mean?
They weren't happy that we were exploring this, and they started attacking us.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what, though? Can I roll perception?
Yeah.
Or insight, I guess. Insight on this person being a lying zombie of some sort. Ooh, 21.
They seem to be telling the truth.
Or did the goo people...
Because there was that note with the don't trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did the goo people, like,
was
actually
that with
kill
the fighter one?
That
or
was
the
with the fighter. Nicola?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was the one who said, don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
They say, how did you come to be here?
We're
your
good.
Queen sent us to find you.
Her Meowjesty?
Yeah, that weird voice, that one.
I mean, the most regal and royal of voices.
Yeah, sure.
Meowage. Meow, and she swap wings off together.
They say, have you seen the fighters?
Dead.
Oh.
Well, two of them.
One of them.
Ask you for the hole.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of partially open it and lift one. Found this one. Drop it back in the hole. Give it back.
They say, Nicola. They say, well, there should be three more. You've got to be careful. They might... attack you.
Here's the question. Are you trapped in here, or are you barricaded in here?
We've locked the door to prevent them from coming in here.
So you barricaded yourselves. Okay.
Yes.
Why did you open it for us? How did you know that we were safe?
Well, you weren't them.
Okay.
They could have been, had swords to our backs. Like, who...
It was a calculated risk for running out of food.
Who thinks delivering a pizza is a valid cover story?
We didn't actually think you had a pizza...
Uh-huh.
No one here actually knows what pizza is. So
is there anything else in the room besides them?
No, it's just the five of them.
Like, no furniture, murals, mm-hmm. Nothing. Okay.
No, just them, a dirt floor, stone walls that have, like, kind of old paintings of what looks like kind of elf, human, and dwarf, like, working together. Like, along the wall. There are some, like, rotten-looking, like, furniture pieces on the floor, but, like, you get the idea that it's just rotted away over the centuries.
Okay, so I think we need to get you out of here, and we still need to find the other two missing warriors. So we'll get you out of this weird, smelly place, and we'll regroup.
They nod.
Okay.
They say, any sign of the fighters?
No. They're dead.
No.
You found one of them. There's three more.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm saying let's get you out of here, regroup, and you can tell us more, and hopefully they'll help us find the other ones.
So, what is behind the other door, I wonder?
Is there another door in
this
room?
One on this side that we haven't yet opened.
So the
okay, I can't say anything.
Those were scientists.
Okay. Right now, shouldn't we ask the scientist how to fix toggle switches so that we don't have to keep dealing with these booby traps? I can't think of a way to say that. As
do these people smell like tabaxi? Like I'm
just the smell of sulfur is just you can't smell anything over that smell.
Wait a minute,
but my insight was. Good, and I think they're telling the truth.
Y'all are just nerdy scientists. How'd you get down those gnarly hallways?
They say, well, Gabby died.
Oh.
Where's
her body?
We had her covered in the sheet.
Oh, that's Gabby, okay.
Well,
her name wasn't in her underwear, okay?
You guys didn't even look at the body.
We didn't check her underwear.
So the three were missing.
One of them says, I'm Simona. The other one says, I'm Dory. The other one says, I'm Daria. Victoria, then Georgie.
No one likes Georgie.
Thousand, a thousand, a thousand, a thousand, another thousand.
Should we put them in the hole?
Tell, you're great. No, no, Rotvane, if you go in the hole, you die. Yeah. Only dead bodies go in the hole.
They say, they said, well, once we figured out that it was based on your physical attributes, she said, we were able to wear gas masks to go down the gas hallway.
Why are you carrying gas masks?
She says, standard researching gear. You don't know what you're going
to
find.
Huh. Okay, that's cool.
Is there a way to turn off the booby traps?
She says, not that we found. She says, we think it's got to be powered somewhere, but we've yet to...
But there's got to be some good treasure in that other room for all this nonsense and puzzles and shit.
That's what we were hoping. She said this room was empty, and unfortunately this is where the fighters started turning on us, so we haven't really explored much outside of here.
So what do you mean when you say they turned on you?
She says they started going crazy, just saying, you know, that we were fools for this, that, you know, we were gonna, you know, cause them all to die, and they started attacking us.
Doesn't that seem strange that fighters got more scared than you lot?
Yeah.
Also, do any of them actually look hurt?
Roll me a perception check.
16?
No, none. They all look pretty good.
So they attacked you? Physically?
They not.
Were they really bad at their jobs? Because it looks like y'all are fine.
Healing potions.
Are there any empty bottles around?
You look around, you don't see any lying around.
I mean, I think we should just move on and check what's in the other room.
I'm gonna yell at them and roll for intimidation.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab whoever's closest to me and, you know, pull them down to my level. Look, I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but y'all need to start talking straight, because you're not adding up, and all of our lives are at stake, and there's a lot of money on writing on this, and I'm hoping to get a good song out of this, so you need to stop the bullshit and tell me what's going on. Fuck. 14?
Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
I might!
As you grab the lapel and pull her towards you, your hands just feel slimy.
There it is.
And she says, so be it. Let's talk straight.
How did my insight fail so badly?
They rolled a natural 20.
God, I rolled a natural 20.
Yeah, but theirs is plus 5. Their deception is plus 5. Just the face itself turns into a pseudopod and slams into you. Alex Mack style. AC 20.
Damn it. Does this mean we don't get the bodies? Fuck.
We still have to find the bodies.
Or have they taken over these bodies?
Well, I think they can just imitate the bodies. Yeah. That means the bodies are probably still there. Well,
unless they've been dissolved in acid.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's my concern. Yeah.
Margaret.
They're gonna mess up my hair too.
You take 11 points of bludgeoning damage and 8 points of psychic damage. And then
we'll play.
I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh shit. 10. I don't have a wisdom modifier.
Sucks.
Use your inspiration.
Oh, that's a good point. Because I also have those luck points, too. Alright, I'm going to put this die in the bad bag. Find another one to roll.
Goes in the timeout bag.
I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
Yay! Ew.
No! Never mind.
I'm fucked. Dumb characters are fun to a point. Fuckity fuck.
What's wrong?
Sorry, it's not necessarily going... Basically, there's a headline about Illinois being forced to send children out of psychiatric hospitals.
Oh, wow.
Which may, according to our job, mean that we have to get all of our kids out of psychiatric hospitals, even if they need to be all right. there.
Margaret, you take 15 points of psychic damage.
Do you die?
I am down to 1 hit point.
Shit.
Suddenly this voice says, "All the terrible songs I know now."
Ew. Okay.
So
how are we arranged against this evilness?
Yeah, put yourselves in, you're all just in the room. Margaret's in the front, so if you just want to put yourselves in that room.
Can we move the grapes? I can't see anything. There we go.
That's a crowded room.
Yeah, right.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch. Mm. Is apparently a thing Margaret said at one point.
He says, "Your memories of Averna are not satisfying to my hunger. The rest of you will have to suffice."
Averna?
Don't cry for me, Averna.
All right, well, let's roll for some initiative, shall we?
The truth is super boring.
Initiative?
Mm-hmm.
19.
7 plus 4, I think. What is this? Yeah, 11.
I appreciate this puppy keeping that paw, that foot warm.
Mm-hmm.
She just laid her little head on it a second ago.
Also, if I'm not totally awake out,
mm-hmm.
I
nope.
want to
nope.
say,
no
well,
licking.
Fuck you
nope.
too, bitch.
Nope. 12. 4.
I'm really glad that I got a chance to stay. Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
I know, right?
And
yeah.
have her agree.
Alright, what'd you get, Tel?
11.
Tanik?
19.
Rafe?
11.
Deku?
4.
Akra?
12.
And Margaret? 14. And... Alright, so these five tabaxi just kind of melt into these like long pseudopods that all seem to be coming from, there's like some like grates on the bottom of the wall, which is like another room behind it, and they all seem to be coming out of that.
Mm-hmm. So it's one creature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I cock my head, confused.
All right. What's up? Panic first.
All right. I am going to try my delightful hypnotic pattern
okay.
inside a 30-foot cube within range.
Mm-hmm.
Each creature in the area who sees the pattern must make a wisdom saving throw, and if they fail, they are incapacitated and a speed of 0.
Okay. I'm assuming you're just putting it on the pseudopods.
Oh, wait. No, I don't want to do that because it's only if it doesn't take damage and we need it to do damage. So never mind. Hold on. I've got to figure this out.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to do fear instead.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to run away from me as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's a 14 wisdom save.
I got a 6.
Alrighty. So it is scared, and
mm-hmm.
it must move away from me.
Great. Alright, puts up Margaret.
And
it's frightened.
which I think means that it has disadvantage, or what does the frightened mean as a condition?
Frightened. Frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. Can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
So it's pinned down, essentially, until it can make a 14 wisdom save. And y'all can keep hitting it without ruining it.
I love it. Right. Okay. So so I get an action and a bonus action. Oh.
And a move action, yeah.
Okay. And a move action. Okay.
Sorry, as a bonus action, I'd also like to use Bardic Inspiration. But okay. I'm just going to do that on... I'm going to do it on...
Deku?
Deku.
Okay, cool.
And what, how do you inspire Deku?
This goo is on fire. This goo is on fire.
I like it. What do I get for that? Is it a D4?
A D8 D you hold and spend on a roll on an attack saving throw or ability check you want to use later.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Until you rest, I think. Or, Alright, so Margaret, what you doing?
First, I'm gonna catch my second wind, which...
Oh, 10 minutes, actually. Sorry. Second wind, okay.
Alright, which restores me about a D10 plus 6 hit points, so 11 hit points.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, 12?
Correct. And then I choose to also, when using my second wind feature, to issue a rallying cry.
Ooh.
Where up to 3 allies that can see or hear you, me, within 60 feet, regain 6 hit points. So, yes. Who needs them?
I do.
I have 24 out of 41. Ew. If there's anyone better. Or
I'm better good. I'm
down
good.
By 3.
But and you're hit. Okay, well then 1, 2, 3. Y'all take...
Haven't you taken 6? Damage?
Well, but I already used this feature to peel what I can of myself.
Okay.
This is for my allies. 6.
Okay, cool.
Now, here's my question. Can I, with my remaining action, take my magic mushroom out of the bag, put it on an arrow, and shoot it at...
Well played, sir.
Let's see. You second winded, which is bonus action?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I hope that it kicks in real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20!
Yeah! Alright.
I like this plan. Well.
Alright.
The goo is now high.
And give yourself inspiration.
Yeah, that's great. If you were going to give her inspiration, I was going to lobby for it because that's delightful.
Plus 8 points damage from my arrow.
Alright, so 8 points of damage from your arrow.
Spiked with a mushroom that's hopefully gonna fuck it up!
Fucking delightful is what that is.
And it was already feared, so that's gonna be a bad trip.
Alright.
You just gave that goo a bad time.
Akra, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to try and slice it with my short sword.
Don't do that. It just cuts it in two.
That's a different creature.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So this is... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it varies by individual critter?
What's that?
It varies by individual critter?
The one up that we fought earlier is different than what these are.
Yeah.
That was a black pudding.
Yeah.
This is something much different.
Oh.
This is something that eats memories.
Oh.
Bad
yeah,
news.
I just looked it up.
Wait, it eats memories? So I don't have those memories anymore?
Your memories are drained, yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be a plot twist.
Like your all of her memories or just the songs?
All your songs.
It says something childhood. About, yeah.
In
yeah.
your childhood?
We're getting ahead of the plot. We gotta get through this.
This isn't permanent. They come back.
Oh, okay.
So, does that mean that I could potentially do the open hand technique on this one and try and not get prone? Or is it already prone?
It's immune to prone, so. Okay. It's a big ooze.
So it is immune to prone, like so, yeah, I'll try and slice it.
Okay. Your vicious sword.
Yeah.
Any character makes sense to assume it is the same.
And then what is
the same one?
As the other
one. It looks different, though. That was... like a slug of goo.
The other one was like people. A big acidic tar ball.
Mm-hmm.
This is like that. This is that sulfury clear slime. Slime.
Oh.
So this is the one that actually hit me in the head.
Do I add anything to that for proficiency?
Just generalize.
Yes, 6 years.
All slimy creatures are the same. Make an assumption.
You can well, it was make clear and sulfury, and that was what was on my list.
There could be more clear sulfury creatures. You're just
that'll
assuming.
Hit.
Okay.
And then 1d6 plus 3.
But it wasn't the black pudding that hit me previously, which was what we had thought it had done.
9.
Nice. And points of damage, all right. You slice into it, and then you get 2 attacks around, I believe.
Yeah.
So you want to make another attack?
It's an unarmed attack, right? Or can I use another weapon one?
You can use the same sword again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do another sword, because that worked out pretty well.
Okay.
8 plus 6 is 14.
That will miss. Okay. It's hard to penetrate the ooze. And then you also get a bonus attack as a punch.
Okay. Is that the unarmed strike?
Mm-hmm.
17 plus 6.
That'll hit.
And then 1d6 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you slash it. And then give it a punch.
I'd like to kick it in the head.
Well, there's no head anymore. It's just all...
In the part that is closest to the ceiling and say, you fucker took her memories!
All right. Puts up Rotbane.
Second rage.
Mm-hmm.
And then smack, smack, smack.
Okay.
17. Okay. 17 plus 8. That's got a hit.
Yeah.
And then 8 damage. Yeah.
And don't forget your bonus 2 damage for raging.
10 for that one.
10 points, alright.
And then a natural 1. Oh, I'll use my... Well... That won't
you didn't.
Help.
You just rolled your D10, not your D20.
No, I just picked this up.
Oh, I was like, yeah, what are you doing? Okay, never mind.
I was going to use my inspiration die, but that won't get me up to a hit. So,
yeah,
I'll just take the 1 and look stupid. All right,
tell.
All right. Let me.
Phew.
3. Okay, that's 1 gone, I guess. That was the longbow.
Mm-hmm.
So try again with another longbow.
Mm-hmm.
5. Okay.
Alright.
5 plus 10, is it?
It's gonna miss.
15. Okay. Alright. I have a bonus action, I think, but I don't want to use any.
When the drugs kick in, is this AC gonna lower?
It's still frightened, too.
It pulls its tentacles back from you. What was his name? Give me just a second.
Hey, Ruby. Mm-hmm. Could I have one of the shortbready things?
This one?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just want one.
Those are my favorite. I mean, I'm also in love with the bee, but...
It just says, oh no, it's the rock! It kind of wibbles its pseudopods and sucks back into the other room.
Oh, it's gone?
Mm-hmm.
It retreated.
How do we get through the other room?
Good question.
Mm. Can we see it through the grate?
If you look down there, you can see it.
So, let's just shoot it till it's dead.
From above. Can I shoot Burning Hands through the grate at it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's my turn yet.
It is your turn.
I mean, if I can get my hands through that grate, I'm going to cast 2 Radiant Sunbolts and a Burning Hands
mm-hmm.
at this motherfucker. So, Radiant Sunbolt. 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Second one, another 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to use key points, which means you have to go all the fucking down here. No, stop it. 2, and then we have to go all the way back up here. Where'd it go? Burning Hands, dex save. Dex save for the Burning Hands. So that's going to be 5d6 if they fail their save.
They got a 6, though.
Yeah, they fail. So I'll need one more. Oh, I need to add those. No, because they're all the same. Right? 3d6.
Oh, and it failed its wisdom save.
Oh, but you have to fear, so you have to go back to spells to go this. So that's just 3d6. So for the Burning Hands, it takes 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the 2 Sun Bolts, I add things to those. So I go back here.
All right, and it has an aversion to fire, so it has disadvantage on its attack rolls and ability checks until the end of its next turn.
Okay, but it's going to take more damage.
Right? Yeah. What's that?
It takes more damage. Right. So for the Radiant Sunbolt, it takes 7 for mm-hmm. the first one
mm-hmm.
and 8 for the second one.
Nice. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what, 21 total?
How thick are these walls?
They're pretty sturdy stone.
I can't turtle through them?
No.
I tried.
You do, when you're looking through the gravestone, you do see that there is sunlight coming into that room from somewhere. But.
Yeah.
Puts up top of the round, panic.
Okay, I need to make sure. I don't think that that's a concentration. But I need to double check before I cast. It is a concentration. Okay, so I can't do another spell, but I can do other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can cast a spell if it's not a concentration spell.
Mm.
As long as you don't cast a second concentration, you're good to go. So just a straight out attack, get it.
Okay. Well, I still don't have a ton that will help. So I might as well attempt a physical attack, because why the fuck not?
Okay.
So I'll try to short bow hit it.
All right, you crouch down.
Everybody's just stepping up to the hole and
mm-hmm.
taking their shot.
That was not good. What is my...
Plus 6.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought. 14, then.
14 will miss.
That's what I thought.
Kind of bounces off its gelatinous outside. Margaret.
Can I... hold my action until Rotvane goes. Because
yeah.
Here's my thing. Can Rotvane pull the bars out and can I squeeze through to where the critter went?
Okay.
I'll try.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
is it small enough for me?
Yeah, these are like the grates are like a couple feet tall, so.
Okay.
So we think Rotvane can rip the bars out?
You're going to try?
I can try.
The main first question was, if he could I squeeze through? If there's no way he can get through, then there's no point in trying.
Yeah.
And as you kind of get down and get ready, you look in there and you see it seems to be in a really weird state, but it's created this earth genasi like looking thing. Looks like a guy made of polished stone.
Mm.
Kind of vaguely familiar to you, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And then there's like another one that looks like a young you that's like
ooh.
Looking up and talking to it.
His love's like puppet theater with my memories.
All right, Akra.
Okay. I guess I'll do another short sword attack.
Well, it's retreating.
Ah!
Into
oh, so Kayla, need help?
Ice
on your feet. It's really cold.
Do you have a long range anything you can do?
I have a dart.
Yeah, throw a dart.
Another
hit.
And then 1d4
mm-hmm.
plus 3.
7 points of dart damage. Then make another one.
Okay.
That'll hit. 5 more points. Right. Thing's looking bloody. It's oozing out sulfurous slime. Rotvane.
Alright. So,
give me a strength check.
Would that be a strength check or athletics?
I'll give you athletics, sure.
Okay. All right, well, that would be 27.
You reach down, and you're raging, foaming at the mouth. And you grab it, and you just rip it out of the wall and hoof it under your head.
This is mine now.
We can put it in the portable hole. Attack somebody. God damn it. This is mine now.
I guess if we call that my action, I'll use a bonus action to throw a javelin.
Why not throw the...
Yeah,
that's mine.
I probably prepared some.
That was an action, so that wasn't an attack, so you can't.
Throw some rocks, man.
But Margaret, you can go in now.
So is this horizontal or is it okay? So I literally have to crawl through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well I'm gonna crawl through it and then I'm gonna try and attack it with my axe, I guess.
All right, so you slide in there dramatically.
Yeah. I don't remember what AC is. 16?
That hits.
Because it's high.
Oh, I forgot I have glasses.
High.
Damn it.
Scary.
I forgot.
This is my... No,
this is the neck.
That is my V8. Wait, oh, yeah, I need D6 because I'm using it.
1/92nd of a sweater.
And,
and it fits over my head.
Yeah. It's a good color.
And as you get in there and you swing your axe, you see it just, it's this, like, the pseudopods are like, there's a much bigger creature they're attached to. There's something faintly glowing in the inside of it.
Ooh. Oh.
And you see, like, these six droplet-looking things hanging from the ceiling.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and stab it for 7 damage, and then I'm gonna yell, guys, there's a big fucking thing shits down here. If you can fit through that hole, I would appreciate it.
All right, 7 points?
Could, yeah.
All right, did you make your second attack?
No, because I didn't know my dramatic slide through the thing. Sorry, I can't remember what
quit
they
sticking my toes!
13.
Sorry.
13?
Sorry. Yeah.
Your attack should have been more than that, shouldn't it?
I rolled an 11, and then I get a...
I don't like the toe that
came out. Yeah, I just added my initiative to it, so never mind.
So plus 6.
Yeah, plus okay, 17.
That'll hit.
Okay.
All dogs are.
For 4 damage. I should have been using my damn short sword.
So,
it wasn't on top of the
No,
couch.
Wait, that doesn't make a difference. It's longbow that does more. Never mind.
All right, so...
And I yell up information at you guys, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, you slide in, hack at it twice with your axe. You see so these pseudopods are attached to this bigger oozy thing. And there's just all these, like, faces kind of in the ooze. Hmm. Like, not actual faces, just, like, the ooze is, like, shaped into different faces. Hmm. Some of them kind of look familiar to you, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
So it's just the one I'm fighting that's creating faces.
This is the only... There's only one thing.
Okay. Hmm.
This one thing has all these pseudopods and faces on it.
Including the dangling bits? Things.
No, the dangling bits appear to be, like, kind of separate. They're, like, hanging from the ceiling.
Okay.
I bought a cat cave and he's hiding in it. I'm very excited.
Almost like 6 foot, 7 foot uvulas. Tell.
That's where our bodies are.
What's that?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Can I still get a clear shot with Margaret in the way? With my longbow?
You can.
Okay. I'll try and try the longbow again.
Okay.
Probably skinny enough to get through there, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, somebody wants to move Margaret into that room.
I mean, my shell is far too big to get in there, right?
No, you can probably get in there.
No, the room is towards you.
And like this?
No, forward, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try and do the same maneuver. And then try the
There's like a little like hole in the wall and like a dirt ramp that goes up outside this way.
Okay. First, I'll try and attack you. Yeah. Let's see. 15 plus 10. Okay, that's 1d8 plus 5. Let's try that. 2 plus 5, 7.
Okay, 7 points.
And then I'll try the longbow again because I think that's the most powerful thing that I have. 17 plus 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then another d8 plus 5.
7 plus 5. 12.
12 points? All right. It's looking very hurt.
Okay, good.
All right, so... Margaret, it looks at you. Or, you know, it doesn't look at you. It just perceives you. It says, what am I doing standing in front of me? Ah, you're an imposter. Melting creature.
Bad trip, huh, bitch?
It rolls with disadvantage. Good.
Put that down, Sarah.
For the first attack. The first attack misses because of disadvantage. AC 14.
Bad. Fails. Mine's 16.
Second attack misses because of disadvantage.
Nice.
Cool.
Good, because I only have 12 hit points and I'm diving into
one of my bonus actions is healing spirit. I should have done that.
You should make me a wisdom saving throw.
You. Oh, sorry. Me?
Yep.
16 plus, where's my wisdom? Just give me a second. Plus 4, 20.
Alright, it tries to eat memories, but it fails.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Puts up the sister and so Deku.
I total through.
Mm-hmm.
And, bolt, firebolt.
Mm-hmm.
No, bolt, burning hands. That's my last key point. And then first bolt. Oh, that's gonna miss. 11.
Miss.
8. 14.
Miss.
14. All right. And then dex save. 14.
That has disadvantage on this, and because of the disadvantage, it fails.
Yay!
5.
Okay. 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That fear is really working out for us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And.
You know what I should have done? I should have punched it.
It got a 13 on its wisdom saving throw to injure.
I think it needs 14.
All right. Puts up panic.
Let me double check. Yeah, 14 save DC.
All right. And I'm giving it disadvantage on the wisdom saving throws because of the hallucinogenics it's on.
Nice.
This has been a good 1-2 punch for this bastard.
Yep.
Fear plus hallucinations, not great. I love that it's tormented by your memories.
Alright, what you doing, Tanner?
So, I forgot that we were at the top of the round again. Okay. How's it looking?
Very, very hurt.
Okay.
So like a few more hits will
knock it to death.
Well, what I was thinking I can't do quite a few things because I'm still using concentration.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think Dissonant Whispers is not a concentration.
It is not, correct.
Okay. So, I whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of my choice can hear. Failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage, and must try to run away from me again.
It failed because of the disadvantage from the hallucinogen.
Nice.
So, yes, yeah, your disadvantage you put on it has really changed the course of this fight by a lot. So,
nice.
Well done, us. Okay, that's shit, but... 5 is all the damage from 3d6, which is sad.
5
yeah,
points.
Too bad. I just did the same thing.
And it's just like, don't cry for me, Averta! Oh, God. What is wrong with you people? Margaret?
Gonna stab it. Even though it's singing such beautiful things.
We all pause briefly and look at you.
I hate to kill such a beautiful muse!
16 hits.
Fuck.
So roll a d6 now.
Oh, wait. Yeah, what?
I was gonna say, why? This is good, you hit it!
Yeah, I didn't realize I had a 16 total because I've been adding the whole thing to my d20. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so 8 damage. Mm-hmm.
Second attack.
Natural 20.
Roll a d6 twice.
1,
that's
2,
20 is
the 2,
same.
5 damage.
Oh, no. Plus 3.
Yeah, 5 total. Oh. No, I rolled 2 ones.
Oh. Do you want to use your bonus attack to attack with your second axe?
Sure. Well, that was 2 axes.
Well, you're a fighter, so you get 2 attacks with your first one automatically.
Oh, okay.
And then you get a bonus action, you can...
I miss.
Okay. Well, the first 2 weren't enough. So, yeah. So you hack at it twice, and it's crying the whole time because you're killing this beautiful thing. And just the pseudopods just fall to the ground and sort of spread out on the floor, and it just sort of dissolves off, and you see it's just kind of in the center of this room, just this sort of glowing magical device.
That was a good tune, man. That was a good tune.
Does she get memories back?
I trust
when
that
it
means
dies?
You've got your
she
memories
doesn't.
Back
oh,
since you like.
Not
oh,
yet.
But she doesn't.
No, she'll get them back the next time you guys take a short or long rest.
Okay.
So even without your memories, you think that music is good?
What do you mean without my memories? Am I missing my memories? Why do you think I'm missing my what?
Do I not know this?
Nobody knows this.
Oh. Sorry. Just forget I said
that. Only she knows this, really.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, y'all know those are my songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just ignore me. I fucked it up.
Do there nope. appear to be any obvious signs of danger around us in this room right now?
There's a glowing magical device in the center of the floor, and there's 6 kind of uvula-looking droplets hanging from the ceiling.
Cocoony things?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's probably the bodies, right?
That's what mm-hmm. I was thinking.
And there's another door that you guys have not opened yet.
Okay. I'm going to go running down that hall.
Let's take a short rest. Maybe? Like, let's just regroup in this room for a little bit.
I'm good. I have full hit points.
Rotvane.
I
can't get in there.
No,
it's too small.
It's above us.
Yeah, I can't get into that
room.
Oh,
you're trying to join us. You go ahead. We're going to short rest.
Okay, if I feel like I'm safe, I'm going to pull out my notebook to write down these things, these beautiful lyrics that this thing was spouting, and they're in my notebook! I wanted to write down that beautiful poetry, and it's right here on my hand. What is magical about this place?
I love this freak out.
Why are those beautiful lyrics already in my notebook in my own hand?
Because you're a tribute.
Those are your terrible songs.
Don't you dare! I am an artist. I am an original. There's something magical going on here.
Ugh, that's none of your business, right?
Shut it, Feathers. Where's your cape? Go find your cape. Wait, you're magic-y? I know. What happened? Did someone bewitch my journal?
So, here's my question.
Yes.
Does she get a short rest while having a panic attack? Okay. Okay.
All right. Eventually somebody explains to you that you wrote those songs.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. It's all coming back to me now. If you touch me like this.
Oh, God.
If you look at me like that, if you groan at my every word, I've lost the tune.
Oh, my God.
All
right, so where is
it? And then you realize it all comes coming back, like your childhood memories and those songs, and the fact that Earth Genasi you saw was actually the rock that you...
The rock?
Yep.
Dwayne?
Met the rock.
Dwayne? The Rock Johnson?
Surely I told you about how I met The Rock, the most wonderful, amazing gladiator in the world.
An Earth Genasi, literally made of stone.
Hey.
Where are you, buddy?
You're not even around.
Spoiler alert, we might actually see him in a flashback at the start of the next session.
Ah. Oh, there wasn't a flashback at the beginning of the session.
It's because it's not a ring fighting episode.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's a side quest. All right, so you go down and open that door.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you see there's just this big barricade made of, like, spears and sticks, sharpened sticks. And there are 3 fighter corpses in the corner. They appear to have been bludgeoned to death. There's slime everywhere. Mm. And there's another grate on that wall.
Okay, well, I'll just yell into the grate.
And it looks like it actually tried to, like, nail stuff up over the grates, but something had broken through.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've now found actually legit four bodies. Because the five were the, was
five.
The blue.
You found one outside,
yeah.
The scientist, and three fighters.
Okay.
So we're still missing one fighter and all the
scientists? No, all the fighters are accounted for now.
We have four fighters and one scientist. And
but I thought you just refilled three.
Okay. Three in here, one outside.
One outside.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The first one was the chainmail one.
Outside
was the fighter.
Of the cave. Gross.
And one of the scientists. So there's five scientists left on the counter.
But there's six uvula hanging
mm-hmm.
above us?
Mm.
Ooh, maybe we don't want to
put that shit down.
All right.
These numbers don't add up.
Mm-hmm. There's one more than needed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you do? Are you short rest?
Well, is he... Like, are there any other doors? How can he get... to us, or into us in some way, shape, or form.
You'd have to leave, come back out around the hill, and go in through the ramp at the back.
Yeah, I'll just
move. Or he could lay on your belly and sidle over.
Well, first I'm gonna search that room thoroughly, see if there's any cool stuff that's worth keeping,
mm-hmm.
and let them know that there's dead cats in here.
There's a bunch of armor and swords.
Mm. If anything looks magic-y.
Do you take the coin purses?
Purses? Sorry.
Coin purses?
Not for now. I'm going to leave them on the bodies and we can just keep everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still flying? I don't think I'm
it's
flying.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Well, if he has bodies, maybe we should go over to him to get them
That's
in
what
the
I was,
hole.
I should just go over and get them
yeah.
in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you load the bodies into the hole. We got five in there now.
Yeah, all right. I'm too busy flipping through my notebook remembering how great of an artist I am. All on my own.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see if there's a way to that I can attempt to get the uvulas down.
Can you shoot at them?
I mean,
I'm going to go look at the magic apparatus. In the middle of the room.
Oh, yeah, that device.
Mm-hmm.
If Tel is flying, he could go.
He's
over.
No longer flying.
Oh,
he can't
okay.
fly anymore.
Well,
yeah.
How high
shit,
are they?
Rock Band's not here, so I can't stand on his shoulders.
I mean, it's only like 6 feet up. Or probably like 8 feet up, I guess.
8 feet, yeah, that's. No.
Is anybody.
You're monks, you can jump up.
I mean, my jump speed's half my walking speed, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could jump up and cut him down.
Alright, well, I jump up and cut one down.
Alright.
But she's looking at the device first. I just.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the uvula lands on the ground with a thunk.
With a splort.
Splort. As you, like, pierce the kind of, like, skin,
mm-hmm.
You see there's at the back seat inside of there, and it still actually has a pulse.
Cool!
Hmm.
Does it need, like, medical attention, or is it just asleep?
It needs like medical attention at some point.
Like, is it going to die if I don't give it a healing potion, or is it okay for right now?
It looks like it's like needs water and food.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's alive, I'll go ahead and start cutting down the other ones,
mm-hmm.
Preparing for whatever the sixth one is, whatever the fuck that might be.
All right. So you cut down two more that the pack sees. The fourth one you cut open, and there's just a bunch of feathers in it. And then as you pull it over, there's like a kinku in there with a cloak of elven kind.
Does the kinku look like me?
It does.
Hmm.
That's just weird.
Does it smell like sulfur?
I mean, it smells like kinku in sulfur.
It's just a ball of feathers?
No, it's a kinku that looks remarkably like Panic and has all of Panic's things.
No, it's made it out of the memories.
Why would it put memories in a pod?
No. Maybe it's creating a clone army of everything that is conquered.
Agree too much.
I vote we keep cutting things down and wait for everybody to wake up before we...
I'm pretty close to voting to knocking you unconscious until we figure out which is which.
Okay. Oh.
She's got all of her stuff, and here we have her without any of
okay.
her stuff.
Okay, well, Here's how I figure it out before I grab Panic by the lapel. Bitch, what's going on?
Her, it's kind of slimy under your...
Oh, no.
That was a legit in character. Ew, slimy hand.
You have no idea what they're talking about.
You're not real.
Don't explain, just hit her. I punch Kinku as the panic.
I'm in the other room. What's going on?
No one knows!
Panic's a monster!
Do I need to roll for this?
Panic, what are you doing?
Getting punched.
I was, before she started cutting things down, I was supposed to be looking at the magic device on the floor.
So you're looking at the magic device, yeah. It's...
And then I grab your lapel and start screaming in your face. And then I say, punch her, and then I go to punch you. So are you flat-footed? Do you defend yourself?
That's a good-ass question.
We don't have enough mages in this team. No one has to spell magic.
Hold on, let me see. Are we rolling for initiative here? I think you already have
it
won
sounds
your
like a
initiative.
Surprise round.
Surprise round, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the other one, you said it's alive and unconscious?
Mm-hmm.
I shake it around a little bit.
Does it also feel sticky?
You wake it up, and it says, Ock! What? I don't remember all your lines, but that one.
Okay.
That's none of your business, aye?
Yeah.
Okay, in the meantime, I have punched this person.
Is it slimy?
I mean, it's covered in slime, but it feels...
Solid.
Roll in tech.
17 plus something?
Yeah.
Alright. So you deal... What's your strength modifier?
So, for an unarmed strike, it just says damage 4.
Yeah, so you deal 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Take 4 points of damage, Panic.
What's happening?
It's your real name.
Does she collapse into slime?
No.
Well, I punched the one that's in the uvula.
You're just beating up both of us.
Panic, you're being punched by Deku. You don't know where you're at. You don't really remember who you are. But what do you do?
Wait, what?
This is awesome. So you're pretending to be a total bitch? And I assume, because I have no idea what is happening, and I just essentially woke up.
Panic, you just saw you get punched on the ground by Deku.
And I just woke up, and I have no clue what.
Well, this is the one that's standing there that has just gotten punched by Margaret.
Who's reacting? I don't understand.
So Sarah, so I'm going to call it, say, you're Margaret Panic.
Yeah.
And there's also Deku Panic. Uvula,
okay.
Uvula Panic.
So,
it's Margaret
Uvula.
Panic, you just saw Uvula Panic get punched.
Okay.
And Margaret Panic said, Ock, oh my god, what's going on?
No, Uvula Panic did.
Uvula Panic said that.
Uvula did.
Okay, so Uvula, Margaret Panic. And I am which one right now?
You're both.
Okay, which one is reacting, supposed to be reacting right now?
You're both reacting, everyone.
Okay. This is delightful. I have no idea what's fucking happening, and all I know is that is me, and I am somehow experiencing this.
So wait, did you feel both
ways?
Punches?
No. Just
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're two separate people.
Okay, I'm not... experiencing both situations in the same consciousness.
Right.
They're two consciousnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
So what do you guys do?
This one's slimy like the other one. I
drag the uvula one over and I feel it. Like, is it slimy or can you feel realness underneath?
Feels real.
And if I do that to this one, what do I feel?
Slimy.
Slimy? Mm-hmm. No realness underneath? Mm-hmm. I punch Margaret Panic.
So both of mine are contained somehow. I'm being restrained by both of
both of you are restraining me. Like Deku's got one of you and Margaret's got the other one.
I've got the real Panic.
Well, this is the real one.
The Deku Panic is kind of just woke up and like, what?
But feel her. She's real. She doesn't feel slimy like that one does.
So Panics, what do you do?
Panics is going to just start panic? Squeaking and screaming. Yeah. Panic!
So both of them in unison just start saying, panic!
And then just, like, random things that people have said before just start coming out. Like, put fuck yeah on this application! Try better music! We don't eat customers! My balls are still in one piece!
Akra, tell what you two do.
I want to do an insight check.
Yeah. He's actually going to stop and think. Yeah.
15.
I think I'm going to attempt to lunge at myself.
Fight me. Great.
I keep the firmest grip possible on the real one so I don't lose track. Well, she's got the elven cloak on, though, so yeah. Tell the difference. Yeah.
they both seem like panic.
So I'm not going to punch either one of them. Either of them seems to be a threat right now.
You could
now.
Cut something off of one of them to test.
Oh, God. No. Oh, God damn, Margaret. Like, chill.
I'm like, wait. Do you guys think that there's a possibility that they both might be real? Like, one is the original and one's new, but no less important or valuable than the other.
One's distinctly slimy.
Right. I understand that, but I'm saying it doesn't necessarily pose a threat to us.
Every other slimy thing has.
But we've also defeated all the other slimy things. So rather than
so we can defeat this slimy thing!
We could. Or we can wait and see.
Until we get stabbed in the back?
Well,
I mean, this
we've got enough healing potions.
This is like a black pudding, right? It's panic black pudding. Chris.
No, because the black pudding wasn't the mimic one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's panic whatever this was that you guys just fought.
Yeah.
Can I grab my panic and take my sword and slice it along her arm and see if she bleeds or if she gets slimy? That's what I want to do.
On her?
Yeah.
You.
On my slimy panic.
You cut her?
Yep.
And the skin just stitches back shut. There is no blood.
There! You see? What the fuck is happening?
Now we can kill it?
I mean, that's rough.
Don't kill me!
What's the other panic doing?
And what's Tel doing?
Tel's just watching, apparently, detached.
I'm a real boy! I'm a real boy!
You're clearly not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real boy.
Maybe without the master creature.
Well,
this panic thinks it's the real panic as well.
Let's tie her up. Because I'm not really excited about slitting the throat of someone we've been hanging with for over a year.
Fine. Tie her up. I'm going to sit on her while y'all investigate the shiny
thing. You're like
20
pounds.
It makes me feel better.
Put her in the hole!
No! No live things in the hole!
Only dead bodies go in the hole, say both of me in unison.
Only things with a flared base go in the hole.
That's just sound life advice.
Yep. Alright, well while we've been distressingly distracted by the duplication, what's going on around us?
So,
are there any looming slimes that we've missed?
There's no looming slimes that you've missed. Seems like you cleared everything out.
What's the magical device?
After some study, you get the idea that that's what's powering the traps.
Mm-hmm.
So can we destroy it?
Yeah.
So let's destroy it.
Can we agree to meet back at the entrance?
What's with the sand, whatever thing on Jake?
Oh, that's where this thing is covered in slime. Like, that's how this thing got out.
Mm-hmm. It was like the walls caved in there, so we leaked outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But all the tabaxi are accounted for, right?
Yeah. And five of them are alive.
But did we go into the other room?
Yeah, it's full of, like, a barricade.
That's where Rat is, because he couldn't get into our room. So, oh, yeah, maybe we should ask some of the tabaxi that are waking up.
I used to be.
All the other tabaxi, are they slimy or not?
They seem real.
Okay.
And so one of them wakes up, but he has no idea who he is or where he is.
He didn't get his memories back?
It takes time.
Okay.
Like, this one's lost all their memories. They're
they don't know what geniuses they are.
They've been memory food.
Memory food.
So, Slime Panic is still just kind of sobbing to herself.
Fair.
And Uvula Panic is going to go over and attempt to comfort.
Even though she's prone with her hands tied up, her claw, whatever, tied up, and Margaret's sitting in the middle of her back.
Yeah. Uvula Panic is gonna go over and, like, pet freaking out fake panic, apparently. Because Uvula Panic just woke up, has no idea what is fucking happening, and that's me, and I'm in pain.
I think that, you know, break it down for Panic, ask her what the last thing she remembers is. Real Panic.
You ask me what the last thing I remember is?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Figure out your way to roleplay that.
Probably.
Sarah, come here, I'll whisper it in your ear.
Oh, shit. Ah! I was gonna say! She's just screwed right now. She has no idea what's going on.
What's happening? What's happening? Oh my god, she's gone!
It's just like last night with One Night a Werewolf. We gotta
dog
hump the table.
Music makes the world go round. Alright.
So, Panic, what's the last thing you remember?
It was you! And I point at one of the tabaxi scientists.
Unconscious on the ground.
Okay. What about him?
This is hard, y'all. Like, it is hard to actually think of things that could be in songs or movies that
I've seen.
Like,
can you write?
I'm not sure. Can I write?
I don't know.
I mean, you can always just... We're just assume that you're mimicking things.
Fair enough. Okay.
Two words.
That bastard caught me in the middle of the night and just hit me upside the head!
Okay. This particular one, and I pick it up and shake it. Does it feel real?
Yeah.
Why? Did he explain? I don't know. I'm asking questions.
Do you know how fights work?
Maybe that was a duplicate, too.
I don't know. But you're real, and that one's not.
I bounce on it.
Stop hurting me!
It's not real!
Stop hurting me!
Quit your belly aching! We've had a rough day, or we've been sleeping through it all.
I don't know what's happening!
Join the
Neither
club!
Neither does anyone else. I mean, I guess...
Can we keep him?
No.
Pointing to me.
No.
Unlikely.
Did the tabaxi wake up with you shaking it?
I don't know.
Ask him! Ask him!
You wake up the tabaxi?
I shook him around.
The shaking around an unconscious person doesn't... Somebody want to put some healing magic into him?
I don't have healing magic. I have smacking with the back of my hand magic.
You have a team of people, though.
We have healing potions. We've already established that we all
those
have at least three
money.
Healing
Let
potions.
Let's
inside those cups.
All right, I am going to give a healing potion to the tabaxi so that you can question it.
He wakes up. Oh, God, where am I?
You hit me!
No. Who are you? Bird? Bird.
I hear birds don't have souls.
Looking back at that tablet.
People.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch.
Bitch.
You hit me!
Sorry, I don't know any of you. Where am I? Who am I?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, let's just pack our shit up and leave the slime cave, because we found everything here, right? And the only thing that's going to fix anything is time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's getting late, we can just nap.
I'm going to vote for not sleeping next to the slime cave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you guys do? You got these five people who have no idea who they are or where they are.
I mean, we can triage them well enough to get them walking.
Yeah.
Okay. I say we go.
Mm-hmm.
Considering how weird everything is, I also say we tie their hands.
I don't disagree with that, as long as they're able to move under their own power.
Yep.
Okay. What do you do with other panic?
Hands tied, hobbled.
Well, don't hobble, and then they can't run. Then they can't walk.
No, hobble so that they can walk, but they can't run off. Hobble them so that they're literally hobbling.
Where they just have this much space.
Yeah.
I understand. I just want to get away from here because we were attacked within a day of this place. Panic was.
Well, we can't leave yet because we still gotta find everyone else.
We have everyone.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got everyone.
Yeah, let's get out.
Yeah, I say we get out of here as quickly as possible. Head straight for the swamps so that we can get away from whatever the range is of this thing. Mm-hmm. And the magical device, did we ever find out what it did? Did we destroy
it? Traps. You destroyed it.
Okay.
Did we check everybody in the party to make sure nobody feels slimy?
Slimy. Slime check.
Just other panic.
Mm.
Okay. Build everybody up. What if Rotvane just carries slimy panic? That way we can hobble her.
I thought we were tying them all up.
Slimy panic can slime somebody else?
Yeah. But you said we were going to tie everybody up. All the tabaxi.
Tie their hands.
Yeah.
But they leave them walking.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm saying we impair Slimy Panic's ability to walk as well. Because they're more likely to run off, whereas the tabaxi, it's probably just
Is it valuable to tie up a goo monster or a monster
has the ability to slime. She's slimy. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Rotvane, you want to carry Slimy Panic?
Slimy Panic is basically just whimpering a bunch of self-discovery lyrics, like, who am I? What do I need? What's happening to me?
Can we just leave Slimy Panic here?
I pull a feather off of her.
What happens to the feather?
After a moment, it just kind of dissolves into goo.
This thing has no use. Just let it go.
You just want my feathers. I know how it is.
It can stay in the temple.
Yeah.
We don't need to bring it.
Unless it's gonna try to kill other people and other scientists and other science exploration peoples.
We don't live here.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I mean, we did fulfill our brief.
We did good things
you
for good
know
people.
Me.
We go.
No, you...
You know me!
No, you don't bleed, and your feathers dissolve. You're not you. I think, therefore, I am. Yeah, which is why there's a debate about outright killing you.
We're not gonna kill you.
We're just gonna tell her that.
Stumbleduck is. Y'all better watch it.
Hey, you're with me.
You're a little bit more bloodthirsty than I was realizing at first.
Okay,
Real Panic have all her memories?
On my own.
How long have you waited?
I don't know. How long does it take us to walk
it's
out
probably
the temple?
Only been like a short rest.
It's just most of them back at this point.
Okay.
What about the Tapaxi guy?
No, they're They're gonna take. It's gonna take days.
All right, fine. If y'all want to leave Slimy Panic here, we can. But let's like loosely tie her up so it takes her a while to escape, so she can't follow us and slit her throats in the dark.
Agreed.
Okay.
But again, I don't know that tying up is gonna help.
Do.
Makes me feel better.
Sorry. One more question. Why are we bringing the Slime Panic with us?
We're not. I'm saying we can leave her, but let's hinder her.
Oh, so she doesn't necessarily follow us right away?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if it would make you feel better.
Okay. Let's
I have no idea.
Can we put her in the other room that Rotbane looked at? Because it doesn't. I want to put her in the other room that Rotbane looked at because it doesn't have an exit to the outside.
Uvula Panic is grooming Slime Panic. Are there any grates or anything in the room? Can we just block?
You always just let Panic decide what to do with Gooey Panic.
Real Panic, what do you want to do with Slimy Panic?
Leave me alone.
Okay. We'll do that. Toss her in the room. We could toss her in the hole.
No! Only dead things go in the hole! It's a very important rule. We cannot break this rule.
But is slime really alive?
I don't know.
Is it anaerobic?
The problem is we don't know.
With time, will slime panic? Well, I guess we don't get to know these things. So, we just don't get to know. But, Slime Panic is slowly resigning herself to the fact that y'all are leaving me. And understanding that I'm a monster. Monster Wait. Was inside me all along.
Yep. What? You said it.
You don't have to be so mean.
You attacked my friend and are pretending to be something you're not.
I'm a real boy.
Tell yourself what you want. We gotta go.
Bye bye!
Fine! I don't love you anyway! Good! Feelings mutual! Get in the weird little room!
But fake panic's also the reason we defeated the gross thing really easily.
Fake Panic fully believes that she is real Panic, except for the physical evidence that she's just had. So she's in the middle of a mental crisis.
Oh, Alicia totally gets it. The duck doesn't care.
The duck
is threatened.
Doesn't care.
The duck is tired of this bullshit.
Sometimes there are out-of-game quotes that I really want to put into my repertoire. Or out-of-character quotes that I really want to put in my repertoire.
I can't imagine an instance that in the entire time we know her, Margaret has never said, the duck doesn't care.
Good point! All right, it's going in there.
Real.
It's right. Going in.
Alright. So you guys leave Slime Panic behind and venture back to the swamp.
Oh. So we figured out how to get through the trapped hallways, right? Without destroying the thing?
We destroyed it.
Oh, because it would make more sense to get through them and then... Oh, wait, never mind.
We destroyed it. There's no restarting it.
Yeah. I was just thinking that what if it was one of those where you destroy the mechanism and it just locks everything down instead of opening everything. And then fake panic is trapped on the other side of that.
But that's the first thing we did before we even figured out that she was fake.
I'm slow to the party.
That's all right. So you guys head back out, make your way back through the swamp without any issue, back to Umfaloko. The boatman, when you guys arrive, hands you a very poorly carved bird thing.
And I think about all the stress I've been under, and I probably could have been nicer to him, so I... Basically, jump up on him, like, wrap my arms around his neck, legs around his thigh, his torso, you know, and give him a big old kiss, and jump down and say, thank you, it's great.
He blushes under the fur.
Was he slimy?
Important question.
Oh. Are we just going to be touching everything now? To be
this
like,
would not
slimy?
Have ended maybe. In a kiss if he was slimy.
So he takes it back up the river into Umfaloko. You guys make it back to Her Majesty, Queen Layla's house, who is very happy that you recovered the researchers. She immediately puts them in a convalescent home so they can recover. They slowly get the memories back. And she gives each of you 1,000 gold pieces for bringing them back alive.
Cool. Apparently there's no penalty for not getting the fighters back alive. Maybe. They're not that valuable.
Well, so, no.
We return their bodies.
It's 5,000 plus 750.
No, no, it's right? you each get 1,000 gold pieces for bringing them back. It's not per person. It's
That's a pity. That is a pity.
But she says obviously there's nothing to be done for the fighters, but
right.
Obviously there's nothing to be done for the fighters. Or the scientist who died, Gabby.
Did you say 1,000 each?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she takes back a portable hole.
I mean, do you have to?
Unfortunately I do.
You offer to buy it.
You just buy one.
How much for a portable hole?
They're very expensive.
That's what I thought.
Which is why she doesn't give it to you.
I mean, I'll take the portable hole in lieu of gold.
That would be a bad bargain for me.
Be a great bargain for me.
Let's look up a portable hole. The very, very... Well, actually... Rare? Yeah. In lieu of your gold, she'll let you keep it.
How much is a portable hole worth?
Anywhere from 500 to 5,000 gold pieces.
Oh, okay. Done. Yeah. I will keep that portable hole.
I thought they were very rare, but they're rare. So,
yeah. Yes!
Apparently, Dungeons & Dragons 3rd edition is 14,000 GP.
Points. That's 3rd edition. We're in 5th.
We're in 5th.
3.5, it's 20,000.
Okay. Alright, so, you get a portable hole. And she thanks you all for your help for the city.
Yeah.
The Jets are there and very excited to hear about your story.
Any other offers of work? Musical work?
Not in the short time you have left in the city, but no.
Just so I can remember for future reference, mm-hmm. which of them wanted to kill me.
Right. By show of hands, who wanted to kill Slime Margaret?
Slime Margaret?
Slime Panic.
I mean, I was on the fence.
She definitely wanted to kill me.
Yeah, that's a definite yes for Margaret.
Slime.
Okay. She argued to save me.
I didn't care.
Oh, wait.
Rude.
Am I able to get any more mushrooms from Xander before
we leave?
Do you
have any idea what happened?
He is out.
Damn it.
I remember being hit and with you guys talking, I remember being hit by a tabaxi, which was probably a slime monster. But I've been able to put it together, basically, from what I've learned via context clues, but I don't specifically...
You probably asked someone just... Explain and
yeah,
and slime Margaret or slime tabaxi. God damn it, whatever the fuck name it is.
Slime Panic.
What happened to her?
You guys left her. In
I know that,
dungeon.
But what happened?
Well, I would assume that Slime Panic, knowing who
I was going to give you actually a little Slime Panic epilogue.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
Good.
Okay.
Don't
worry. So, and so yeah, so having made a great name for yourself in Umfaloko, the story of. Your daring heroic saving the researchers has reached the ears of many people. You are celebrated as heroes as you guys leave the town and head on towards your next gig to the town of Arachna. And that's where your session went today.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back in the ruins of the Palafu ruins, slime panic, you start to feel hungry. So you get your rations out and eat them and find yourself very unsated.
I should have killed her.
As you realize that you need something else to sustain yourself.
But I'm still panic.
Mm-hmm.
For the moment.
For the moment.
So what I am going to do, realizing that I am becoming a thought monster mm-hmm. and not panic, is...
attempt to lock myself in a room and or create a cave-in so that I am trapped and unable to get out to eat other people.
Alright. And on that very sad note, we end our session.
Panic. Slime Panic is going to create a cave down and then just sing to herself in the darkness as long as she retains her own memories.
So we should have killed Slime Panic.
There's no, it's, no should or, it was a moral dilemma that had no easy answer.
Yeah, I don't think you can kill something that isn't evil, like, without it being an act of evil. Like, that was basically a neutral creature.
So that creature is called an Oblex. They eat thoughts, and once they assume, and then they assume, like, they impersonate the people whose thoughts they've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spawn is when they have eaten too many creatures, then they eat a new one, rather than they split off.
Mm-hmm.
And that first creature, at least for before it feeds the second time, doesn't realize it's not that creature.
That was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby of blocks.
And since it just feasted on
a bunch of
tabaxi,
yeah.
It split off when it encountered you at the camp.
Will they make a full recovery?
They do.
Cool.
Over time. All right. Well, good session, everybody.
Oh, panic.
Oh, slime panic.
Oh, slime panic.
I'm so
glad we didn't kill her. Me too.
Yeah.
I was just expecting her to turn on us at any second, because that's what everything else has done.
Well, if you'd taken her with you, at some point she would have gotten hungry.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except now real panic is going to be mad at me forever.
Real panic already had some beef with you previously.
Yeah.
But now knowing how little you value her. Yeah.
Being a bit much into the situation.
How would you react? Would you react rationally